time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes back again here at the press box. Lumen Christi Catholic High School and the Titans hosting Grand Rapids Catholic Central. The Cougars come in. It's a tough matchup. Brian will talk about it a little bit here during the open. I wanted to shout out to Eddie Z here in the stands tonight. Make sure you catch him Sunday morning on Polka Time here in WKHM. And also I saw the student section today. It was a whiteout last week. This week it's patriotic, but I love that they're all in on it. So Lady Liberty is here. She's a Lumen Christi Titans fan. It's either Ben Franklin or George Washington, maybe both. And a lot of red, white, and blue. I love that they go all out for this. The feeling of the big game started, Brian, when I pulled into the parking lot. The Grand Rapids Catholic Central fans showed up in force. They had a tailgate going on out there. They had some really cool like plastic logo things they had on top of their vehicles. So they've been representing Catholic Central all the way from Grand Rapids today to get down here to Lumen Christi for the game tonight. It has a big game feel, and there's a reason.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that, because we hadn't even talked, but that's the first thing I noticed. In fact, I snagged a cookie from one of their little tailgate areas. Told them I'd mention them, but I don't remember their name. So, hey, thanks for the cookie.
No, right away, coming in to the press box, Grand Rapids Catholic Central is here with their radio crew. Jim Stats Martin handed us a packet of information about the team, so we could be even extra prepared for this game. And we thought last week was the best game in the state. I think today, once again, best game in the state. Titans come in here 1-1. Great win last week, 54-34 against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. And you hear that score and you might think, a three-score game, they dominated them. And they did to an extent, but it never felt like they could relax. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep always seemed like they could keep it closer, and Lumen had to keep foot on the gas pedal.
Yeah, and you mentioned number one. Well, we're looking at number one versus number one, and Steve, just for my money, you put a number one seed in front of any two teams in the state, I'll go to a tiddlywinks matchup if it's one versus one.
Lumen, of course, the emergence of Paul Sattler for us last week with 296 yards and was it six TDs?
Six, yeah.
Unbelievable game for Paul Sattler, and they needed all of it to get past that good Pontiac Notre Dame Prep team. You mentioned number one versus number one. The rankings came out for MHSAA this week. Lumen Christi ranked number one in Division 6. Grand Rapids Catholic Central ranked number one in Division 5. Notably, number two in Division 5, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, who they beat last week, and number two in Division 6, Traverse City, St. Francis, who Lumen will play later this year on the road. So Lumen's schedule is stacked up with the best competition in the state in their division, and so far so good. I think they held up, looked really good against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. They got to come out and play a very good game tonight because this is a good West Catholic Central team.
Yeah, this early in the season, I will say those number ones in front of their name, you don't know because, it's playoff points, so it kind of matters who you played already. But we do know these are two good teams, and tonight's going to go a long way in answering some questions from both sides.
It's a lot like college football where those rankings are reputation-based and past history, and two programs that really have a great past history. They have a history together that goes all the way back to before Lumen Christi was Lumen Christi. They played back in 1967 at St. Mary's, I believe, was back then. They merged, became Lumen Christi. They've played in my research 8 times, and Catholic Central is actually 5-3 in that, so they've got the winning record against the Titans. I think they'll try to cut that down today.
That'll be cool then if some of the Lumen players are like, this is a revenge game
for 1982.
That was my uncle playing back then, and we owe them.
That's that's a possibility. The last matchup, 82, a 10-0 win for Catholic Central. They're 2-0 coming in here, and they have not played in Michigan yet, actually, or against a team from Michigan. They played at St. John Lake Central in Indiana and won 30-7, and then they hosted a Canadian team. Hamilton, St. Thomas More beat them 35-10. So they haven't really been challenged so far. I think that's going to be a different case today with Lumen Christi.
Yeah, like I said, there will be some answers for both teams today. Although Lumen Christi sure has answered the bell. I know you and I even talked about now there's no Timmy Crowley, no Cadell Williams, who's going to step up. And what do you know, Paul Sattler said, hey, I'm pretty good myself.
Yeah, and you know, I still feel like, because we've seen Lumen Christi, we've been to Ford Field 3 years in a row, we've seen very talented players there, and I think Paul Sattler snuck up on us a little bit when it comes to the running back position on the football team. Baseball player, we've seen him around, and I think maybe even a little bit on the hoops court, but his running back skills are definitely great. I think he is good open field quickness that you didn't expect to see coming, fantastic vision. And we'll see. He's going to need it all today against Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get you closer to kickoff. Lumen Christi and Grand Rapids Catholic Central on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the pregame. Our show brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. building our way toward the anthem. And there's a little technical issue up here in the press box. We're trying to make sure they can get there. Is it something here?
Yeah, you're all of a sudden an integral part of this.
I know, all of a sudden now I'm vital to what's happening. I don't see it. It didn't turn on. Is there a power cord?
There is a little piece of me hoping that I get to sing.
Trying to set up the microphone here for the broadcast, getting down to the field. Oh. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll get things started here at Lemon Christie as they do the prayer and the national anthem. And, 2 minutes, we'll be back. Get ready. Get started. Grand Rapids Catholic Central and Lemon Christie on WKHM. Started.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, anthem has been played. Nice job, by the way, by the Lumen Christi Titan Band. They sounded great, Brian.
They always do, don't they?
Yeah, and not a huge number.
No.
But quality performance, I have to say that for sure. And getting ready to get things started. Final huddles on the sidelines for both teams. And, getting ready to get things underway. We both have been kind of trying to have a prediction today, Brian, or something. I got nothing. I think these are two teams that right now come in at least evenly matched on paper, and you feel like we're in for something special maybe.
Usually if you ask me for my prediction, I always fall back to my just Mr. T and pain. And there will be some pain, some heart pain for one of these guys, because neither one of these teams want to lose their number one ranking, right?
Right. And, you know, we last week it was a little cooler at game time, and we thought, hey, maybe no cramps. It's a little warmer today. I predict cramps in the second half.
Okay, well, there's my pain. That fits right
that
in.
That would be painful.
Because those are painful.
All right. Titans will get the football to start the game here. Coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning and Tom Coffee Soft Water. That kickoff is going to get down to the 20, returned there by the Titans on the left side of the field, over the 30 to the 32-yard line and brought down. Decent starting field position for Lumen Christi here, and I didn't see who was on the return. Burgess, it sounds like. And Broden Burgess had a really nice game last week.
Yeah, also back deep for the Titans is that good-looking freshman we liked, Aiden Gatewood.
Yeah.
And you know that there's a little respect there when they're kicking away from the freshman.
He's definitely a specimen. Benny Gaston taking the call from the sideline out to the huddle. They break, come out in the I formation, one receiver to the left. Strong side left now as they shift, pitch out that side to Sattler, turns it upfield. He's only going to get about a yard before he's hit and brought down in a solid hit there. And I don't think they had a hit that solid on Paul Sattler all game last week.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I knew we'd be talking about this guy, and that was Braden Sweeney from play one. Senior who's already signed to play with Purdue next year. And, you know, this level of football, we don't usually hear of the Big Ten level signings.
Right. We'll remember from Luma Christie not that long ago, Kari Willis. And here and there you get sprinkled in, but a Purdue Boilermaker future out there making the tackle. Second and eight for the Titans. They go back to Sattler, and he breaks it to the outside, still on his feet. And it breaks a tackle even, and they still come through and make the stop before he can make it to the 40. So that'll bring up third down and, let's say, 3 yards here for Lumen Christie, but a better run on that one. Kind of could see that quick cut ability of Sattler there.
Yeah, and last week we saw just a lot of kind of plant the foot and kind of go. That one, Sattler tried to kind of bounce it to the outside a little bit, but once again, Braden Sweeney there.
Yeah, the defense, good pursuit here for Grand Rapids, and already we can just see this battle that's really emerging in the trenches. Can Lumen get enough helmets on defenders to set Sattler free? Third and three. Big shift to the left here. Shotgun and rolling out left to pass is Gaston. He's got a man in the flat, and it's incomplete. And that was going to Gatewood and hit as he tried to make the catch. Incomplete. Fourth down and three, and the Titan punt team will come out.
And you might think I'm making this up, but they're on the hit. Braden Sweeney one more time. So three plays, three times Sweeney was in on the action. I think Gatewood kind of heard the footsteps there as he was able to catch that. He was kind of trying to make a move before he got hit, maybe.
Maybe knowing that he needed to. So we go, Wes Learn will come out and make the punt here. Back to return for Catholic Central is Dale Gant Jr. 10:22 to play in the first, scoreless so far. First possession for the Cougars, caught at the 25, gets past the defense there, hit and shrugs off a tackler. Reinforcements come out to the 35, maybe the 36 for the spot here for the Cougars, and we'll get a chance to look at this offense.
I'm sorry, Steve. That was a good open field tackle there by Jake Contat.
And the Cougars, definitely a run-heavy team. They will go to the air sometimes, but they had about four guys I saw with somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 carries at this point in the year.
Yeah, their coach said they're going to be a three-headed monster in the running back, and he said all fairly small but all very quick.
Odin Spencer out of the shotgun. They do have a kind of a spread formation here, and now they get set, kind of read the defense, get to play from the sideline, that sort of no-huddle thing we see high school teams do. Deep back is Kamal Hillard. There's a snap. The play is to Hillard, and he's going to go nowhere. Looked like he might be able to get out of that grasp, but pretty good tackle in there for the Titans by that's Sean Lilicki. They get about two on first down, second and eight from the Catholic Central 38-yard line.
You know, we talk about how Lumen's teams differ every year. One thing that doesn't differ is it's hard to run against them up the middle, it seems like, every year.
Yeah. So three wide to the right here for the Cougars offense. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Clay coming up to really get up close on the coverage on the deep guy. Now he backs it up. They go for the quick receiver screen, and he breaks a tackle. Brought down, though, at the 44-yard line, short of the line to gain for first down, and that'll make a third down at about three. The two possessions so far for each team looking pretty similar. We get to a third and short situation. Can Lumen Christie make the stop like the Cougars did on their first defensive possession? 9:07 to play first quarter, scoreless. Big third down here for the Cougars, it feels like, early on the game to get some momentum. Looking to the sideline, as you can kind of hear that student section, the cheerleaders. I don't know if the mic's picking all of that up, but it's noisy here at Lumen Christie. 8:45, and there's the snap. QB keep, and he goes to the right side, and he's stopped at first. Second effort, though. He's going to get the line to gain, and it looked like he had gone down on the at first, but he stayed on his feet, kept the legs going, and got the first down.
Yeah, boy. I mean, he was, what, hit 3 or 4 yards before the line of scrimmage and just emerged.
He's got that offensive line, gave him that second push. First down, Grand Rapids Catholic Central from the 49-yard line. Still on their half of the field, but maybe only momentarily. First and 10. And interesting looking formation here. Let's see what it settles into. Two receivers left for Spencer, and one running back is Hillard. Back to pass on first and 10. Goes to Hillard on the sideline, and I don't know if that was misunderstanding on the route or what. Hillard not really close to catching that one. Had to adjust, and an incomplete pass, second and 10.
Steve, their quarterback, Odin Spencer, just a sophomore. Coaching staff said he's made huge gains from his freshman year. He started last year as a freshman, but we always like to eyeball test. Eyeballing him, he doesn't look like the body of a sophomore, does he?
No, he looks, he's got that, we've been doing football games for now longer than we want to acknowledge. That's that athletic build that we recognize in some of the best players we've seen over the years. Just you can tell he's an athlete, he's going to be fast, and we saw he could throw it hard. We'll see if he can complete passes going on, but he's going to take the run here on second down and cuts through the traffic into the secondary, tripped up back there by Jack Fitzpatrick, but another first down and a big gain for Catholic Central into Lumen territory, and they'll take that down to the 30-yard line.
Jack Fitzpatrick is a good defensive player for Lumen Christi, but he's also a name if Lumen Christi fans don't want to hear him making many tackles because back there playing safety.
Right.
But it was either Jack or end zone.
Yeah, well, it must have been well blocked. You know, we have it's on the other side of the field, but we can take that for granted in the way that he was able to run basically through that hole all the way into the secondary and beyond. First and 10 now for the Cougars from the Lumen Christi 31-yard line with 7:39 to play in the first quarter. Shotgun again, back to throw this time, and has time to throw. Passes low across the middle and incomplete. Intended receiver on the play, Colin Lott. And that'll bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, you know, Spencer, we're talking about his athletic build. And look, he's only completing 50% of his passes this year. And he's got one touchdown to three interceptions. So most of their passing game is going to be just quick little bubble-type plays. And that one kind of, though, little developing one and a little drag route over the middle just missed him.
Yeah, he played, pass needed to be a little higher, so that's 0-for-2 passing for Spencer, and both guys were open, so we'll see if that accuracy is an issue going through this game. Second down and 10 from the 31, and that's a little QB draw. He's going to have a chance at the first down marker. Good tackle, but he leans forward, and he's going to be close to that line to gain on second down. And Walicki in contact back there to make the stop. And they'll say just short of that line to gain, so another third and short for Catholic Central. 7:08 to play in the first and driving down to the 31-yard. Well, we got, sorry, the 22-yard line.
And we said at the beginning, the coaching staff said we kind of see a three-headed monster in the backfield. Right now, it's just been one monster, and that's been Odin Spencer toting the ball.
It's been their best play so far. New running back in is, they hit him right away. So another keep for Spencer. He's hit right away. He tried to stay on his feet. I don't think he got there. So it'll bring up a fourth down and short. A little personnel change from the Titans here, but be interested to see. I think Catholic Central just kind of goes for it. And in the backfield, Braden Sweeney on that play. And he's in there again. A little tush push.
I know you hate that.
I just don't like the phrase. They say it too often. I have tush push fatigue. In this case, it worked as it's supposed to for Catholic Central, and that should be first down.
Steve, going back to that third down play, that was Walicki again, who we've called his name three times now.
He's the Braden Sweeney of Lumen Christi. 6:13 to go on the first in the clock, running first and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Cougars. Spencer and Hillard in the backfield. Spencer gives it to Hillard. There's a little bit of speed from the back. And another rugby scrum as he's down to the 15 and taken down. It'll be about five on first down, second and five. Hillard, really, that initial burst was pretty fast, but the Lumen Christi Titans interior line, as you said, tough to get through sometimes down there.
Yeah, and you said kind of the rugby scrum. Usually when we see those types of scrums, it's the Lumen line pushing the other one. That was right. Kind of a stalemate, or even Grand Rapids might have even been going forward a little bit, something you don't see very often.
Second down and five, 5:23 to play, scoreless so far, but Catholic Central on a long drive that started back on their own 35-yard line. Spencer looking to throw on second and long. Got a man at one-on-one into the end zone. Touchdown, Catholic Central. Just a little route into the corner, one-on-one, and Dean Armach making the catch for the touchdown. And the first completed pass for Spencer goes for six, and the Cougars lead it 6-0.
We just mentioned his maybe inaccuracies. That was right on the money because Armach was covered pretty well there.
Yeah, I want to say it was Clay running step for step. But that just dropped down in the basket right there. And he reeled it in easily. Extra point try. A little snap a little high. They get it down. Kick is up. And it's good. 5:10 to play first quarter. 7-0. Grand Rapids Catholic Central Titans get the ball back when we return. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. We'll be back in just a moment on WKHM. Don't pay a dime.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Hammers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Cougars with a 7-0 lead, kicking off to the Titans. And just a little chip shot kick out to the 25, fielded there. Burgess will break a tackle, and once again, out to about the 32, maybe the 33 on the return. And I think Catholic Central has kind of resigned themselves to say that's about where we want them to start. Good coverage, not too big of a booming kick, and they'll just settle in on defense here, first and 10 for the Titans from their own 32 with 5:06 to play in the first.
Steve, since this is high school football and we're local guys, it's not like we get to watch these guys on film or anything, but just this first, you know, 7 minutes of watching this, they are physical and they're big and they're matching Lumen Christie's physicality so far.
A little motion on the line for the Titans out of the I form. Handoff to Sattler, goes to the left side. He breaks a tackle and gets out to the 35, maybe the 36. We'll see where the spot goes. Again, a good tough yardage for Sattler. We didn't have to see him do a lot of that. He had big gains last week, ended them with tough running, you know, ended that with a little flourish. Banging into some guys to get a couple extra yards at the end of the run. He's had to do it at the beginning of runs here and earn those yards, second down and six.
Yeah, and this is not to take anything away from Sattler's performance, but last week, too, that Pontiac defense was all crowded up there, and if Sattler could get by, there was really nobody left, and he was gone. A little bit different task on board for him tonight.
He's in the backfield. Lumen runs a counter. We get a flag and going to get a false start call. And that was something we didn't see a lot last week either, some penalty flags. But we get one out on the field now, and pre-snap penalties hurt you every time. Titans will back it up to second down and 11.
People always ask me, and they're wondering what all is the secret sauce for Lumen Christi football and how they're so dominant year to year. That's one big thing right there is they just don't usually self-inflict harm.
Right.
Just very limited penalties all the time.
I agree. So when there is a pre-snap penalty, a false start or something like that, it's noteworthy because you don't see it a lot. And, you know, I think we were into the third quarter last week before we realized, gosh, I think we had two penalties. So having one at this point, not common. But there was another movement. I saw it right there. That one, that official couldn't miss it. Just on the end, leaning forward and lost his composure there, Isaac Mackey. Leaning, getting ready, and just slipped a little bit. So move it back five more yards. Second down is 16 now for Lumen Christi.
There might have been, that might have been a center miscue too, because Mackey wasn't the only one kind of starting to move there.
Yep. We did get an update. Michigan center Hanover Horton feels like a big game out there in the Cascades Conference. And center out to a 6-0 lead early. Going, get some action going to Sattler to the right side. And he maybe got two. Good pursuit again for Catholic Central, just stringing out that play. And that's kind of what you got to do is, he tries to get to that corner, make that corner further and further out before he can turn it upfield. So they get about two and make it third and 14 for Lumen, 3:24 to go.
A little noteworthy, that Keith Jandernoa, first tackle made by somebody I didn't call, Braden Sweeney.
I know, it feels like he's taking all the tackles from everyone else. Shotgun for Gaston, looking to throw, and he's got learned. Jump ball, tapped, and intercepted. Wow. Ball was a little high for Learned, and I think he probably didn't time his jump as well as he could have. Goes off his hands, and there was a second defender nearby, and he's able to catch the tipped football for an interception, a turnover for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, Learned is usually great at those 50-50, and that's kind of, they just threw it up there and thought my guy will be better than your guy, but Jandernoa did see that the whole way and did a great job of tipping that up in the air, letting his teammate get the credit.
Saying I didn't see who snagged that. Was it Hillard?
I couldn't catch that number either.
Anyway, Cougar ball at the 50, going the other way. They're working right to left on your radio dial. They have a 7-0 lead, and with 3:06 to go, they got a chance to attack again. Fired up Lumen team with the blitz right away. Hand up to Hillard, and he's able to go to the right side. Gets through the first level into the secondary. Breaks a tackle on the sideline. Did step out, though, and that was Jack Fitzpatrick forcing him out of bounds. And like you said, Brian, when you got Fitzpatrick out there making tackles, something didn't go right on the play.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Jackson was kind of bringing that run blitz. And just as I said with Sattler last week, you get by that original pressure, and you're one-on-one.
First and 10 at the 33-yard line in Lumen territory now for the Cougars. One receiver to the left, shotgun formation. Spencer and Hillard in the backfield. Oh, we have another guy back there. Hand off and carried down. I think maybe that's Spencer with the keep. And I'm sorry, the other guy in the backfield was Dale Gant Jr., and I think he might have been the guy who actually made the interception.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah.
But there's Spencer again, picking up another, what, 6-7 yards on first down?
Yeah, second and 3 now with 7 yards on first down for Spencer at the 27-yard line. 2.5 to go here just in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for the Cougars. We need a big defensive play here for the Titans. Snap and option gives it to Gant. He's going to carry it to the 25-yard line. Still short of that line to gain. It'll bring up third and short for Grand Rapids Catholic Central.
That was Sattler kind of a little late getting up there. And he had a little cramping issue last week, but we thought that might just been from 300 yards rushing.
Bigger set here for Catholic Central. Just one receiver to the left, one to the right. Shotgun for Spencer, now looking to the sideline for the play call. Hillard in the backfield. Switches sides. In third and 2. Spencer keeps. Got the first down distance. Tripped up at the 20. And down to maybe the 19 where they'll spot it. First and 10. 88 seconds till the end of the first quarter. And Catholic Central continuing to drive here.
Something else noteworthy, you said a Lumen Christi penalty is, you kind of messing up on the seconds thing is noteworthy, because I've been with you now 6-7 years, and that's a first.
Usually
you just didn't nail it.
Usually I won't do it unless I'm pretty confident, and I went too haphazardly. Spencer again here, this time 3 wide receivers, and now we'll get a timeout call from the sideline. with 1:02 to play in the first quarter. It's first and 10 from the 19. Let's take a 60-second break for the timeout. Back with the final 1:02 of quarter number one on WKHM next. Timeout.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Scramble, and he's going to take it into the end zone, a 19-yard touchdown run for the Catholic Central quarterback. Bit of a broken play, takes it to the house, no flags. Count it, 13-0, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, capitalizing on the Lumen Christie turnover.
Again, don't you get the sense they're also disciplined as well? I mean, we've had no pre-snap penalties or anything from their side. I don't think a penalty yet. This first quarter is about done.
We're ready for another extra point try. So just coming back from the commercial break. And again, back to pass was Spencer. That was not a QB design run play. He just saw space, pulled it down, and ran it in. There's the snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. And it's 14-0, Grand Rapids. Touchdown for Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 30-second commercial break. And the Titans will get it back when we return on WKHM. Break.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Kickoff goes again to Broden Burgess, and this time he's able to break a tackle with only out to the 30. And again, there's the starting field position for the Titans. Around that 30-yard line in their own territory, and we'll see if the offense can get something going. So far, no first downs. A couple penalties marred their last drive. Yeah. But, it's just struggling offense in a way we haven't seen for the Titans. You and I for years now. Yeah. I was talking with somebody today, and I said, when's the last time we saw Lumen Christie lose? I mean, they lost to Pontiac Notre Dame Prep last year on the road. We weren't there. It's been a while since we've seen them not win, and right now facing a two-score deficit. I think they have it in them to come back. A score right here would be huge. Fake to Sattler, rolling out to pass, and caught by Walicki in the flat, but nowhere to go. And a fired-up Braden Sweeney gets over there and makes a tackle. 2 yards on first down for the Titans.
Yeah, that time Lumen kind of trying a little something different. So far it's been Sattler on every first down. But we know there we'll see some creativity.
I think that might have been our last play of the first quarter. Down to 20 seconds. They do have the play, and he's going into the huddle, but 16 seconds now, and they'll break the huddle. 10 seconds. They're set. Maybe they will snap it. 6 seconds. Second and 8 from the 33. They do pass it over to Sattler on the left side. He's able to break a tackle, spin it down, and called a Lumen Christie first down. We're getting a signal from the team. See the spot. And they're not moving the chains here. First quarter is done, and I think we got a We do have a first down when we come back. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up. Titans trail 14-0 on WKHM. Commercial break, second quarter.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Down, and a little trickery there, end around to a nice play past the 50-yard line into Cougar territory, and they get him down to the 48. That's going to be another first down, 47-yard line on the carry by Aiden Gatewood. A couple of fakes and an end around to Gatewood, and it's a first down for the Titans. And again, getting into the Cougars' half of the field at over the 50 to the 47-yard line.
Boy, Gatewood, anytime we've seen him carry it, he's looked good.
Electric. I like to use that term.
Fair.
Sattler's the deep back. West Learn split out wide right. Motion on the line. They get set. Handoffs to Sattler left, tries to cut it back in and tackled for no gain. On the hit there was Brody Warner and got him right away. Good tackle.
Yeah, that was a great tackle. We haven't seen Sattler go down that quickly.
Update from out of Hanover Horton, Michigan Center with a 15-0 lead with just under 6 minutes to play in the first. That one's been slow to count down the seconds off of that clock. I know Michigan Center plays a lot of passing plays, and so incomplete passes stop that clock every time. Not the same here. Here we are with 11-17 to play in the second quarter. Titans trail 14-0, but driving now. Two first downs on this possession. Second and nine right here. Pass to Gatewood at the sideline. Spins away from a defender, still on his feet, battling for yardage. Gets to the 35 before he stops. And again, Aiden Gatewood giving the Titans a little something extra here in the second quarter. And as they move the chains one more time, 35-yard line in Cougar territory, the possession continues.
I'm going to guess in those Sunday coaches meetings, you're hearing some coaches saying, we got to figure out a way to get Gatewood the ball a couple more times.
Yeah, and so far getting him the ball in space or, you know, with room to maneuver. And he's not only does he look quick, he looks elusive. Nice spin move away from a defender there to get to that first down marker. He's off the field right now, though. Handoff goes to Sattler.
Oh.
Pauses with the first defender going down, but it's coming through and making a big hit. And I think we got Tanner Snipp.
Yeah, and Tanner Snipp is their leading tackler, even though I know we've been talking about Braden Sweeney. By numbers so far coming in, this Tanner Snipp's the leading tackler. And you heard a collective, ooh, from the Lumigrissi hands as Snipp took Sattler out.
That looked like it hurt. 10-10 to play, 14-0 Titans trail, but moving the ball here on this possession, second down and 10. Second down, yeah, from the 35-and-a-half-yard line. Under 10 to play in the first half. Motion, they get set. Shotgun here, Gaston pitches, and now a running back pass to a wide-open West Learn. Cut, touchdown, Lumen, what a play call. Love the play call.
We said we'd see some creativity, and now we're seeing some green balloons released.
I've been holding on to those since the beginning. Get that first Titans touchdown. Just a strike thrown to Learned. And did they switch it? Was that Gaston coming to take the pitch? You're pitching to your quarterback to throw it, so it's a halfback pass in technicality, but the quarterback threw a strike to learn for the touchdown. It's a 31-yarder for Lumen Christi. And snap a little high, kick is up, and it's through. 14-7, that touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll be back in 30 seconds with another kickoff on WKHM. Conditioning.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com. You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. 5 FM and online at WK.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 14-7. Titans able to get on the board here, and we'll kick it off. Wes learned after scoring the touchdown here, now has to kick it off.
We said we'd see some creativity, and how was that?
That was Catholic Central, who's looked so confident on defense, definitely fooled them on the kick return. Right down the seam. Gets past another player out to the 50. 49, probably the spot a flag comes out. So we'll see if that comes back. But currently at the 49 in Lumen territory after a pretty great return from Hillard.
And the Grand Rapids crowd happy about that return, but I think that's going to be dampened soon.
9:37 to play first half, and a couple of flags out there actually, Brian. I don't know if they saw the same thing.
Yeah, I count three.
Holding against Catholic Central. All the way down to the 15, so that's a penalty takes away field position for sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of laundry out there. It looked like my senior dorm room at Western.
14-7, and the Titans get a little help there. First and 10 for the Cougars from their own 15-yard line. And what are we doing here? They're lining it up at the first down marker.
Yeah.
Is he walking
he's
it?
Just, like,
he's walking
to
it
make
off
it
from the spot of the foul. Yeah.
The chains are already.
Yeah, the chains.
They know where to go.
So we're at the 15 here. 9:37 on the clock. 14-7 Titans trail. Great chance for a big defensive stand here. Catholic Central has marched it down the field in their last two possessions. The fake to Hillard, and Spencer keeps, and he's brought down quickly. Sattler making that tackle. He gets about two. We'll say second down and eight now for the Cougars from the 17.
That's pretty good discipline there by Sattler. Whether he saw him with his eyes or that was just his responsibility, he did not bite on that fake.
Well, vision is probably his strongest asset. Shotgun for Spencer now. Looking to throw. He's back. He's run out of this position a couple times. He'll try to do it again. Wilicki saw it, and they'll bring him down, but not before he gets that first down distance to the 26.
And that was good coverage by the Lumen secondary because Spencer had a long time. But, man, you almost wish he'd go ahead and throw it.
Right.
Because when he gets running, he's hard to bring down.
And he's opted to run about three or four times when he's gone back to pass.
Looks like he's way more comfortable with his feet.
Agreed. He's in the shotgun with an empty backfield right now. He is going to look to throw. Uncorks it over to wide receiver screen. Titans are all over it. He'll get to the 30, maybe the 31. And they'll spot it. Oh, 32. Give him a little extra there. Second down at about five for the Cougars from there.
And that's kind of that counter to him running is just as quick hitting screens just to keep Lumen's defense from being able to totally bring the house over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that spot gives them, I'm going to really say second and four. It's probably four and a half, but with 8:06 to go here in the first half, Grand Rapids back at the line. Shotgun for Spencer, looking to throw. Now just kind of a fake, and there's, he runs over a defender. He's brought down. They make the stop, but Spencer putting all the pain into that one to the 41. And first down, Cougars.
For a sophomore quarterback, I'm not sure what two more years in the weight room is going to do with this guy, but he's going to be a load. He's a load right now.
Yeah. And I didn't see who made that stop, but he took some punishment.
Yeah.
41-yard line, first and 10. Still on the Cougars' half of the field, but their drive and started this drive down on the 15-yard line. 7.5 to play in the second quarter. Takes the snap. Spencer takes the run. Breaks a tackle at the line. Again, just bowling over a defender there. Past the 45 to the 46-yard line. Good for about 5 on first down. 2nd and 5 from there.
Yeah, that was Isaac Mackey, and Spencer had Mackey going backwards.
A lot of that feels like the Titans have just kind of been on their heels with this attack, whether it's because the line's getting a good push or just uncertainty about where they got to go. And this, I don't guess the Titans really face an offense quite like this year. They'll get it. I know they'll adjust. Right now, though, it's driving. 2nd and 5 from the 46 on their own half of the field. Empty backfield for Spencer. He is going to step back to throw, and this time he lets it go. One-on-one on the sideline. And over through the intended receiver. Marion Clay couldn't even get to it. So it's just an incomplete pass. 3rd and 5. Intended receiver on the play, Owen Tidema.
And again, every time Spencer lets go of it with a pass, you almost feel like he's doing Lumen a favor.
Yeah. He's been less effective through the air. That's his third incompletion. 6:44 to go. Clock stopped in 3rd and 5. Empty backfield for Spencer. He's got two wide receivers to each side. Takes the snap. It's a little high. Now he's just going to take off running. Designed QB run. He gets the first down just, but it's into Titan territory at the 48-yard line, and 1st and 10 for the Cougars there.
That was probably kind of a helpless little feeling right there, because I think Lumen Christie knew that was coming, and Spencer was not touched for 4 yards at least. Some good blocking up front by the Grand Rapids.
Clark running down to the 6:20 mark. Huddle's broken, and it's a pistol formation for the Cougars. Spencer takes the snap. Hand off to Hillard. Breaks a tackle at the line. Stays on his feet. Gets to the sideline. Now it's a foot race. And he stays on his feet. They got him to the sideline, though, out of bounds. Just barely. Nobody could catch him. They just got a hand on him. I think it was Amarion Clay getting just enough momentum to push him on the out of bounds, but a big gain again for the Cougars, and they'll have 1st and 10 from the 17-yard line in Titan territory.
That run, number 9.
It's Hillard. Kamal Hillard.
Yeah. You know, he has kind of a nice little job. People keying on Spencer, and then you throw him in there, a little curveball.
He gets a break. Gant in the backfield, Gant Jr., and he takes the handoff, tries to bounce it outside, does, turns it upfield. He's got enough to get the first down almost. The spot's going to matter. It's going to be just shy. So on 1st and 10 from the 17, they take it down to the 9-yard line. We'll call it 2nd and 2 from there. 5:44 on the first half clock. And again, another march down the field here from Catholic Central. And it's been a lot of Spencer. He's going to give it to Gant again, who looks to bounce outside, and he's going to take it past the first down marker to the goal line and into the end zone for a touchdown. And the Cougars on the board again. And that'll be 20-7. No flags that I can see. Just a methodical move down the field. No penalties, no backwards plays. And right now, Owen Spencer on that QB run is a weapon, and when you start looking at him, and he's got some quick backs to hand off to out of there, too.
And we were told three-headed monster, all small, all quick, and they weren't lying to us.
5.5 on the clock, 20-7. Extra point try. Hold is down and good. Kick is up, and that looks good too. Officials signal that it is good. That touchdown brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's 21-7. Let's take a 30-second break, and the Titans get the football back on WKHM.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home value.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 21-7. Grand Rapids Catholic Central, three scores here in the first half. Titans got their first score on their last possession. We'll see if they can answer. Right here, this is a squib kick right into the middle and dove on and 35-yard line for the Titans. And that recovery for Owen Powers on the hands team. 5:29 to go.
With 5:29 to go, Steve, this drive for Lumen doesn't, it feels not only important for the score, but for that Lumen defense. They need a little breather. Because they've been getting gashed, and they're not used to being on the field like that.
Right.
And getting kind of pushed around. So this needs to be a little drive here.
Titans break the huddle, come up to the line. Shotgun here for Gaston. Sattler goes out of the backfield, splits out wide. There, Gaston rolls out that direction, looks to throw. Had a man and just missed. Open and had it off his fingertips. Isaac Mackey can't make the catch. Incomplete. Second and 10 now from the 36 for Lumen Christi.
And that hit by Braden Sweeney, if that's in college, you might see a flag being thrown, the old, like, defenseless receiver. But yeah. I feel like in high school, you just don't see it enough. And the officials might have been admiring the hit.
.523 as the clock stops on the incomplete pass. We did have an update. Michigan Center now up 21-0 against Hanover Horton.
I know that Michigan Center offense is very potent. I thought maybe Hanover would be able to score on them a little bit.
Our last update was still in the first quarter there, and we're almost here to halftime with 5:23 to play. Titans kind of a pro formation here. Again, Sattler not in the backfield. He takes it on the quick receiver pass. So quick out there to the 42-yard line, so good for 6 yards, and that'll bring up third down and four for Lumen Christi.
Tell you what, Sattler just took another big hit, this time by Tanner Snip again.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem to matter where he gets the football. There's a hand up in the backfield or a pass. At the end of it, it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, between Snip and Sweeney.
All right, 4:47 to play, and the clock running here. As you mentioned, Brian, the drive feels important, so this play, big, third and three. Gaston rolling out to throw. Now hands the inside handoff to Sattler. Great play call for the Titans. Sattler still on his feet to the 40. Cuts it back into the 35, 33, and brought down there. Folded up as he goes down, but what a great play call for the Titans and executed perfectly by Sattler and Gaston.
That's a play we see about 5 to 7 times a year from Lumen Christi. It's kind of like a Statue of Liberty almost.
Yeah.
And just, it's always successful.
Well, they seem to use it at the exact right time, sending them out, Gaston, because when he's passed, he's always on the move rolling out. So you got to defend that. And then they just time it exactly right for that trap.
It fooled me.
So timeout for the Titans. We'll take a 30-second break. 4:09 to play in the half when we come back on WKHM.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
All right. Timeout is complete. Huddle for the Titans, and they get to the line. Gaston's going to set up here out of the shotgun. Santler in the backfield with him, running out to pass. Out route to Learn on the sideline, and he had it in his hands, was juggling it, and he's hit and incomplete.
Yeah, Gaston was hit just as that released, and kind of maybe he might have heard or felt little footsteps.
That one was a little high, too. Learn has had a couple of those that are just a little out of his reach, and for a guy who's probably 6'3 at least, it's tough to overthrow him, but that one a little high. 4:03 to go, clock stops, second and 10 for the Titans from the Grand Rapids 34-yard line.
This is part of the field here, too, where Lumen's got, you're assuming they're just four plays every time now.
Oh, yeah. Learned in the slot. Sattler split out wide. Gaston under center, takes the snap. Quick pass over to Sattler on the right side. He catches it on the run, gets to the 30. Knocked backwards before it progressed down to the 29. And so it'll be third down and about four here for Lumen Christie, maybe five. So I like the adjustment for the Titans, having a hard time for Sattler to get freed up out of the backfield, so they put him out wide and give him the ball in space. Gets 4.5 on the play. Third down, clock at 3:35 and running. And again, like we said, probably two more plays here for Lumen to get to the first down marker.
Yeah, that looked like a play Sattler might pick up another 3 or 4 yards, but there's Jander Noah again, who we've called his name a few times too. Just a lot of sure tackling by this.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids Catholic Central team.
Sattler in the backfield rolling out to his left to pass Gaston. He throws it up high again for Learned and incomplete.
And I'll tell you what, every time Learned's reached up for some of these high throws, he's been getting hit too. And, you know, after a while, that takes a toll on you.
3:11, and the clock stops here. Fourth down for the Titans at their opponent's 30-yard line.
And again, Steve, not just because of the score, but don't you feel like this is a big play? I mean, it's a huge play because you turn the ball back over to Grand Rapids with 3 minutes. It feels like they could march down pretty easily.
Get another timeout here on the field. We'll keep it here. Our coverage, of course, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Also, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our touchdown sponsor. Aeroquip Credit Union. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Double Chiropractic, Omni, the Brokerage House. I think I saw Jen Scanlon in attendance tonight from the Brokerage House. Of course, she's the sponsor of our VIP area at the K105.3 Fall Fest and Chili Classic coming up on Saturday, September 27th, West Michigan Avenue downtown. Do you have your own chili recipe, Brian? You seem like a chili recipe guy.
You know, I love chili, but I do not have it. I'm going to get one. And next year I'm entering that thing.
All right. Sounds good. I can always get you in on the McKibben Media Group chili team if you want some year. And you can just take direction and maybe learn the recipe as you go. Kind of a internship.
Okay.
Chili internship.
I'm all for it.
All right. Big fourth down play here for the Titans. Fourth and about 5.5. 3:11 to play. They're on the right hash. Shotgun snap is low. Gaston gets it out to his man. And he's got it out to the 20. Line to gain there. And once again, that is Aiden Gatewood making the catch.
Yeah, but Learned is going to get whistled for a little hold right there.
Yeah, we got a flag down. And Gatewood again making an electric play, but penalty is going to bring it back.
And again, that tells you what they think about that freshman Gatewood. I mean, here it's a huge play, fourth and five, and that's who they're going to. Yeah, learned. You could see him. You could see that he even pulled his hands back like, hey, I'm not holding. He wanted to show he wasn't holding, but just maybe grab the jersey just a second before he let go.
Clock's at 3:03. It's be fourth down and 12 now for the Titans. A little different play call on the fourth and 12 than the fourth and 5.
Yeah, and here's where we often see just jump balls up there for Learn in this situation. We'll see what they're going to do now.
Out of the shotgun, Gaston. It's a tight formation, though. He's rolling out to his right. Now looks left. Nothing there. Now he runs that way, escaping. Now he's got to run for his life, and he's going to get hit and brought down at the 40. And that'll be a turnover on downs for the Titans. Gaston, first move to go to the right. He came back left, and then he was running for his life out of the pocket. It collapsed, and with 2:35 to go, Grand Rapids gets the football back. Pretty good field position at the 42.
You know, 41. It's easy for me to say because I'm not being chased, but that's one where Gaston, if once he got free of the original there, just launch it up there. Doesn't matter, a pick, no pick, it's going to be the same result.
Right.
But that, like I said, that might be easier for me to say. He was still running.
Well, and it, you know, with that pursuit, and you try to get that arm back to throw, that maybe ends up being a strip sack, and you turn it over, and they're running the other way. Even so, the defense has a task here with 2:35 to play to keep them off the scoreboard again. And we get a false start from the Catholic Central offensive line, and that's helpful to the Titans, and that'll move it back 5 and make it 1st and 15, and that'll put them at the 36-yard line. They did put that, well, it's 37, so they did put that out to the 42. Catholic Central going left to right on your radio dial. If you're listening up, white jerseys, blue helmets and pants for Grand Rapids Catholic Central, the Cougars. Spencer in the shotgun here. Passes to Hillard in the backfield. Trying to get to the edge, won't get there. Coming up to make the hit, Fitzpatrick. And that's when you don't mind Jack Fitzpatrick making the stop, because he came from the back to hit him for a loss. So there's another big play there for the Titans. They get the penalty to help them out a little bit. And now making the big hit and moving it back to the 34-yard line. Second down and 18.
That was good diagnostic ability there by Fitzpatrick, because he came way from the safety.
Yeah. Empty backfield for Spencer. He's run out of this position more than he's thrown. He's back to pass, looking downfield. He's got time, gets the throw away, and incomplete in the middle of the field. A little low, but Owen Tidma just seemed to drop it. And good coverage there to make the hit and make it even tougher to reel in. And third down and 18 now.
Yeah, that Lumen Christie pass rush right there seemed a little less with, like, the ears tucked in. It seemed more like just containment there.
Yeah.
Creating that little bubble and not let Spencer out of there.
Yeah, you got to be very – and he's back there with an empty backfield again, third and real long. So he may wish to throw it here, but he's definitely a threat to run from that spot. Minute 52 to play here in the half, 21-7 Cougars. And Spencer does keep it. And this time the Titans were ready. He'll get two on the play, nothing more, bringing up fourth and long in a punting situation for Grand Rapids with a minute 42 to play in the half. And so now Lumen Christie feels like they can get it back with time to get back on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Does Lumen Christie still have one timeout, Steve?
Looks like it.
Yeah, maybe they're just going to be content to...
Jackson... Jackson and Pinckney are scoreless with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter there. We've been up to Pinckney a few times to see Jackson. That's a nice field up there. I think they're playing in town, though. Thank you to shout out to Tom Ratchford for hitting us up with scores. GOC, it helps us out once in a while, too. So now Grand Rapids take a timeout. They run that down. Wise move to run that down as far as they could before they have to make a, you know, run a play. That'll give Lumen 54 seconds.
Yeah, that's one, you know, as a Lumen fan, maybe you're thinking, hey, call your last timeout. Let's try to do something before the half. But I get a sense that the coaching staff just wants to kind of get in there and regroup at this point.
Yeah. in the timeout on the field here. Stay tuned at the half. We'll run down the stats or the scores and everything we've got here for you, and then we'll hear from the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment. Titans trail 21-7 right now. Our last update from Michigan Center was a 21 to, or from Hanover Horton, Michigan Center leading them 21-0, and now Jackson has scored 7, 2 left until the half in that one, and Jackson leads Pinckney 7-0. And they are going to run a play here on fourth down. Spencer in the backfield, and now he's going to punt it away, and it's just going to go to the sideline. Brutally bad punt there, and Titans will get the field position at the 46-yard line in Cougar territory with 49 seconds. That's a dangerous spot to give it back to him. That punt basically just went sideways.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously Spencer can do that or they wouldn't attempt that. But, boy, at this point in the game, you'd feel like put your regular punt formation out there and let them try to get one away. And because it didn't appear like Lumen cared.
Right.
They might care now. They might go ahead and try to.
And this maybe encourages them to see what they can get going offensively. We've really seen them go into the playbook a little bit here on the last couple of possessions and run some special stuff. Whistle, I don't know what they had going on, but we're good now. Three receivers for Gaston under center, rolling out to the right. Inside handoff to Sattler. They use that play again, and it goes for a big gain again. Sattler still on his feet up to the 26. We have a flag coming at the end of the play.
That's either going to be a face mask or maybe that Lumen receiver held him.
Yeah,
this is a big call right here.
Seconds. The clock stops here. 21-7 Titans trail, and we're getting the confab from the officials. The white hat coming in to get the call.
Lumen player is down.
And they didn't immediately go into cramp stretch mode either out there, so hopefully everyone's all right.
It was whoever was out there making the block. I'm trying to see numbers. I don't want to say a number in case somebody's listening and we don't want to scare somebody. Yeah, I think that's going to be a hold. It looks like the officials are ready to start marching backward.
Mm-hmm. That is the call against the Titans. So it looked like it was a really nice play call and was worked well. But they'll take that yardage away. Not as much of a concern as the player down on the field. And hopefully now Athletic Director Jesse Brown out on the field too.
Yeah, that's a double whammy because whoever's laying there also was responsible for the hold.
42 seconds still left to play here in the half. Our live coverage of high school football all season long brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Mark Konopacki and the crew. I think they're 24-7, 365 if you need them. You get somebody out to help you in an emergency. It's the Cougars come out of the away from the sideline onto the field, and now they'll get ushered back over there as, again, the injured player is still down right on the 25-yard line. And is that Wes Learned?
Well,
see his parents actually
going
over there.
And, you know, I thought that was probably who it was because it was a receiver, and I was looking for number one out there in the huddle, didn't see him, so.
Well, so the people who might be most concerned about him are on the field right now. So that, yeah, this may be worse than we hope. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second commercial break for the injured player on the field. We'll be back with the final 42 seconds of the first half soon on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call.
They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our injured player is still down on the field. It is Hall of Fame night here at Lumen Christi, so we'll get some, I think they have 10 inductees at the half. We'll see if we can get that list from Elaine up here, bring you that list at halftime. 970 AM, 101.5 FM, your home for University of Michigan football tomorrow. It's an 11 o'clock broadcast for a noon kickoff. Central Michigan University, the opponent. And Wolverines will look to bounce back from a loss a week ago. You'll catch all that action here right after harvesting Jackson's Best. And Luke Moorhead with all the scores from high school football and beyond, 9 to 10 Sports Saturday on WKHM tomorrow morning. Got the cart out on the field now.
Got a few college games going on right now too, Steve, but Kansas State and Arizona kicking off at 9 o'clock is kind of a good one. Other than that, Indiana up 45-0 over Indiana State. Syracuse 21-0 or 21-3 over Colgate, and Houston up 3-0 against Colorado.
Columbia Central right now leading Grass Lake 21-0. That was last updated 6:08 to play in the second quarter at that game. And again, our last update, Jackson 7-0 lead over Pinckney as they were nearing the halftime break there. Seconds remain here in the first half, and our injured player, again, still down on the field. They brought the golf cart out there, so he won't have to walk off.
Yeah, you and I always, we never try to speculate anything injury-wise, but we usually can see what part of the body they're working on, whether it's a leg or upper body.
And as they just lifted him to a sitting position, I mean, that would imply to me that it's not, a back or neck injury or something, but maybe a leg.
Right. That's encouraging.
Yep. Now lifting him up in a seated position. Get the applause from the fans here, and he's sort of helping him as he gets into the passenger seat of that cart. Right now it's looking like maybe the right leg.
Yeah, because he did look like he was kind of hopping into that cart.
Yeah, and there's some sort of a quick leg support or something that they're able to put on there now before they go and get treatment. And so he'll be carted away. The teams will come back onto the field. Lining up here. The cart's still there,
so... Yeah, I don't know why both teams are lined up as if a snap's about to take place, but we have a golf cart on the field.
They're eager to get going here. So the cart goes into motion, and we'll make the long trip across the field to that northeastern gate, take it back into the trainer's room. And Wes Learned unavailable, I'm assuming, for the rest of the game. Titans line up in a shotgun. Benny Gaston with Sattler next to him in the backfield.
42 seconds left in the half.
And Gaston steps into a throw. Open down the field and caught at the 20-yard line on the play there. And running back into the huddle here, 34 seconds. Johnny Walters on the catch. They'll spike it and stop the clock first. Down will be second down and 10 from the 20 here for Lumen Christi with 34 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, and Walters or somebody's going to have to step up because this is usually West Laren territory. You know, this clock's ticking and they're going to keep it in the air.
He had one touchdown. He had the lone touchdown for the Titans so far. They'd love to stick another six up in here before this last 34 seconds run out and go into the locker room with a little momentum. And I'm sure a game plan on how to adjust against Catholic Central.
Wouldn't be surprised to see Aiden Gatewood get his hands on the ball here.
I would be because I don't see him on the field. Snap a little low. Gaston picks up. Now he's looking to run. Pulls it down. Pump fake. Slides in at the 11-yard line. Toss it to the official third down. And that'll be a timeout from the Titans, I believe. Their final timeout.
Lumen Christi, their final timeout.
21 seconds left. I'll keep it here on the broadcast. Again, halftime. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back to the press box for a little while. Break down everything that's happened so far tonight. Get you ready for the second half, and then we'll hand it over to the MHSAA's segment. We look forward to it at the halftime of each game.
We're being told from the sidelines 25 seconds should be on the clock.
Yeah, so we're going to bounce that back up a little
but
bit.
But I don't know if that's got to – that needs to come from an official, not the Lumen Christi coaching staff.
Getting the cheerleaders introduced here.
Bethany Julian and Allison White, your 2025 Lumen Christi cheer team.
Here we go. Timeout is concluded. It is actually Walicki in the backfield. Gaston takes the snap and whistle the play, Dad. I don't know if anything happened, but
I don't see a flag. Maybe the wrong spot.
Oh, somebody call a do-over? It's third down at about 3. And they got him on the 12-yard line.
No ash cans as well.
Ten apple blitz.
Oh, so there's a clock apple issue.
So we got 25 seconds. 21-7. Grand Rapids Catholic Central leads this one. Titans. And they've got on the scoreboard it says 12-yard line. Third down and 2. Gaston looking to throw. He's got a man in the end zone. Throws a little low for Walters and incomplete. And that'll bring a fourth down. 22 seconds left.
Johnny Walters, ball is incomplete.
Since Learn's gone out, he's gone three times to Walters.
Again, they got that spot right at the 12 in that line to gain. It's just the other side of the 10-yard line, and now we'll get another whistle and a timeout from the Grand Rapids Catholic Central team. And drawing out this last 42 seconds or so that we've had here. Making it last.
And I get why Grand Rapids would want to call timeout. The problem with that, however, is that gives the Lumen Christi coaching staff time to dig deeper into the playbook, and we've seen that be successful many times.
Yeah, I'm often impressed with the play calling, and the timing of the plays seems to be so excellent. But here with fourth down and 22 seconds, the first down is vital. But if you can, you got to play that you can get into the end zone with too. You take advantage now.
And am I right in saying coming out of the second half it's going to be Grand Rapids ball as well, right?
Yeah.
So this is a big drive.
It feels massive here. Fourth down and 2 plus, let's say. Shotgun for Gaston. Four wide receivers. Rolling out left to throw. Lets it go. Up high. Walters, what a snag! Goes down at the 4. What a catch. 16 seconds. And Gaston spikes it. 15 will be left for the Titans. Second and goal from about the 4-yard line. Unbelievable hands. Johnny Walters. swallowed that ball up.
There were two receivers over there. I'm not even sure that was intended for Walters, but he climbed the ladder and pulled that one down.
That was a gamer play right there. That was a clutch. So 15 seconds and a couple tries here from the four-yard line for Lumen Christie. Big formation here, tight formation. Play action rolling out. It's got a man open and batted down. Excellent individual play there by Dean Armack, because he had an open man out there in the flat and he batted down that pass play.
Yeah, it looked like Walicki was wide open, but Armack had the long arm of the arm.
Long arm. 21-7 with 11 seconds to play in the half. Titans third down and goal from the four. Big set again. And Gaston gets it away. Walicki with the catch and the touchdown. Titans. And that was a little trickery on who was taking it. Gaston makes the throw. Strike to Walicki in the corner of the end zone. 4 yards out. And it's 21-13. Titans cut that lead with 7 seconds left in the half. Huge possession. And again, that goes all the way back to, I can only say, a botched punt by Grand Rapids. Great field position for Lumen. They did not waste it into the end zone. Extra point try coming up. Hold is down. Kick is up. And that is Anthony Wetzel with the extra point. 21-14, 7 seconds remain. That touchdown brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning. And Titans will go out and line up for the kickoff one more time here. 7 seconds. I don't know if we'll see anything that is even able to be returned here, because if we recall, pretty explosive return on that first Titan kickoff, called back on a hold, but we remember the effect of it. Titans won't, I don't think this gets kicked up in the air. I think this is a squib and a quick cover.
We need to have like Clearasil or something as one of our sponsors, because that changed the complexion of the game.
Oh, ouch.
Now that writes itself.
That was great. Great writing. It did make this feel different. You go in 21-7 and you got Catholic Central coming out with the ball in the second half, you feel a lot worse than you do down 7 points, and all you need is a defensive stop.
Yeah. Changes everything. Changes your attitudes.
Wetzel will make the kickoff here. And deep to return at about the 16-17-yard line is the squad for Catholic Central. And the kick is actually going long, but they're getting the offside call, I think, against Lumen Christie here. Wetzel put a boot into that. It was sailing down to the 5-yard line.
He did, but boy, I'd really love to see this somewhere just along the ground. Squibbing 20 yards, because the way, as you mentioned, that Grand Rapids team's returners have been also electric looking.
Yeah, those guys can run. And it is, I think it's Gant and Hillard back there, two of the running backs for the Cougars, and they've both shown burst. Yeah.
Something going about 20 yards on the ground would be something I'd like to see right now.
There's the squib, and it bounces and up into the air and handled and taken down at the 35. Not even an attempt to run by Owen Tidma. And he's a wide receiver. He's a guy you'd expect might make a move, make a play there. With 6 seconds left, Catholic Central huddles up. So maybe we get a fling. Maybe we get a last second play here.
I mean, I guess you can. The odds of throwing a pick deep and then having them run it back are so slim. Throw one up, try to get a pass interference maybe.
Yeah.
But with a 7-point lead, I expect maybe, well, they're lining up. I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a Spencer keep.
5 wide receivers for Owen Spencer. He's looking to throw. Throws it back here. He's got blockers on his feet still over the 50, coming from behind. Great tackle, by the way, and I didn't see. Give me the number on the tackle. Is
I think it was Walicki again.
And he came through almost trying to knock that ball out, and I think he almost was successful. But the half ends 21-14. Lumen cuts the lead to 7 with a touchdown in the waning seconds of the first half. And again, it's starting to feel like it could get out of hand, has been reeled back in, and I think the Titans will do what they do usually, and that is out-adjust their opponents in the locker room here. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here at the half, and we'll be back in the press box in Lumen Christi. Again, 21-14, our halftime score on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get ready for fall cleanup with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Halftime here at Lumen Christi High School is, again, they're naming the Hall of Fame inductees this year. I was pleased to be here for Greg O'Connor's induction. That was really special to be here for that. They do it each year, and they apparently 10 inductees this year, so good stuff for Lumen Christi. Good stuff for the Titans football team, too, late in the half to get a score and cut the lead down to just 7. We did have a couple updates, too, by the way, from other scores that we had. Michigan Center leading 27-14 at the half with Hanover Horton and what feels like a big game in the Cascades Conference. I think Michigan Center uncertain about how their year was going to go, but it came out gangbusters. The offense has been pretty potent, and 27 first half points again is a good thing for them.
Yeah, Hayden Hinkle over there, Michigan Center back this year, healthy.
Yeah, and he throws it around. Great arm on that young man. 28-0 Columbia Central leading Grass Lake. That doesn't seem surprising. Grass Lake having a rough year this year, and they kind of knew that it would be that way. So no shocks, but wishing the best for Randy Cole and his squad. Really great guy out there. And our score here, 21-14. Brian, how did we get to that score?
Well, we got to it in kind of an un-Lumen Christie-like way. They're not used to playing from behind, and Grand Rapids Catholic Central hopped up 14-0 to end the first quarter, but Lumen came storming back. We had a Gaston to Walicki, 4-yard pass there,
yeah,
right with 7 seconds to go in the half to make that 21-14. Let's see. Trying to think. We had Gaston with a 25-yard touchdown pass to West Learn, too, with 9:44 left in the second period to cut it to 14-7. And then Learn, right there with 42 seconds to go, got carted off, and he's a big part of that offense. So, you know, we don't want to see anybody ever down on the turf, but just from a strategic point of the football game, that's a big loss for Lumen, who might have to. We've seen they're going to have to put it in the air this second half.
Yeah.
It was kind of tough sledding running the ball. So they had to get the ball out to Statler on quick screens and had to come up with some creative ways, because just running up the middle behind that big offensive line, what usually works, was not today.
Right. They couldn't just pile it up and power ahead. Even the running plays that ended up being successful were kind of trickery, or, you know, draw plays or trap plays that would go for big gains, and they're great plays, but those really only work as an alternative rather than being your style of offense. But we've seen Lumen Christie have to go to the air before and do it successfully, and it's not as though they don't practice it. They're very good in all aspects of the game. They make sure they're good at everything.
Yeah, that was a big play by Johnny Walters. You talked about him climbing the ladder. It was fourth and four maybe, down on the 8. Yeah, and he got that first down that allowed that last score. So,
yeah,
shout out to Walter's catch that kind of led to that last score.
Spencer for Catholic Central ran it 14 times for 100 yards. That was really the difference maker offensively. Lumen didn't really have an answer for him. I'll tell you what, Brian, I think we've seen that a few times before where a running quarterback, I think at Traverse City, St. Francis a few years ago, had a really big half running the football from the quarterback position. Lumen Christie knows how to adjust to that, and they'll have an answer for that in the second half. I think Catholic Central will have an alternative to that game plan as well. So I'm really looking forward to the chess match between these two coaching staffs from these two very good football programs. And right now it's 21-14. Our last update from Jackson, they were leading Pinckney 7-0. So there's our scores from around the area that we have. We'll get you more if we can get them. In the meantime, we'll take a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll bring you the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment coming up next here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Crew, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com. Oh!
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24-7 from compact to industrial and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
The football coaching world loses a legend, and the Student Advisory Council hits year number 20. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. We start with sad news as former Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice football coach Al Fracassa passed away on Sunday. His coaching career started in 1960 at Royal Oak Shrine and continued at Brother Rice from 1969 through 2013. He led Brother Rice to 9 MHSAA championships, including 3 in a row from 2011 to 2013, his final 3 years coaching. Fracassa won a total of 430 games, an MHSAA record when he retired. That total is now second behind only Farmington Hills Harrison's John Harrington. Besides the three-peat to cap his career, Fracassa led Brother Rice to Class A titles in 1977, 1980, 1983, and 1990, and two Division II titles in 2000 and 2005. In total, Fracassa took Brother Rice to 13 championship games. Only 6 schools have been to more. Fracassa was the 1997 NFL High School Coach of the Year. He was inducted into the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame in 1999, and he was named the State Coach of the Year by the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association 5 times. Al Fracassa was 92. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Kingsley Jr. Delaney Case led the Stags to a straight set win over Charlevoix on the volleyball court. The win was Kingsley's 10th of the season. Williamson linebacker Miles Keener had 20 tackles and blocked a punt in a 36-29 win over Hastings. He also caught a touchdown pass and ran for 50 yards. And as Elon West's Brandon Holman, he caught a 37-yard touchdown pass as time expired to give the Ducks a 28-24 win over Holland West Ottawa. The touchdown pass was tipped by a West Ottawa defender before being hauled in by Holman.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We have a football you make the call for you today. Team A has the ball at their 20-yard line. Team A's quarterback gets a snap and starts running toward the sideline. He's tackled and fumbles the ball forward towards the sideline. The ball rolls forward 4 yards and goes out of bounds before anyone can recover it. Whose ball is it and where is it marked? Since the offense fumbled the ball, it went out of bounds, and it wasn't recovered by anyone, it remains the offense's ball. But the ball is marked back to the spot of the fumble. There's no advantage to fumbling the ball forward. If the ball had been fumbled backwards and out of bounds with no recovery, then the offense would retain possession where the ball went out of bounds.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. This year's group of Student Advisory Council students is the MHSAA's 20th. Started in the 2006-2007 school year, the council consists of 16 students, 8 seniors, and 8 juniors. And so far, 160 students have participated as members of the council. The Student Advisory Council, in essence, is a student voice that not only weighs in on topics regarding school sports that are being debated among MHSAA member schools, but also speaks to the benefits of school sports as ambassadors in their schools, leagues, and across the state. They meet 6 times during the school year, plus once more for a 24-hour leadership camp, and discuss subjects connected with the core values of the MHSAA, scholarship, sportsmanship, safety, and a sensible scope of athletic programs, with student leadership also a common topic. Council members then promote those values through their assistance in the MHSAA's annual sportsmanship summits, various leadership projects, and social media posts and videos. Each year, they create 2 videos, one featuring the council's belief statement and one on sportsmanship, and both of those can be seen on MHSAA.com. For more on the council and their responsibilities, please check us out online or our social channels. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. It's a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For 6 decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here as the Hall of Fame inductees were announced. at Lumen Christi. The Titans trail 14-21 over the behind the Grand Rapids Catholic Central Cougars. Hall of Fame inductees, Mr. and Mrs. Rick and Valerie Bradley, honored for their years of volunteering. Chris
Conklin.
Is it Conklin?
Yeah.
All right.
He was a stud. He was a Bronco football player.
Oh, wow. And then we have Tom Kanapka, hoop star here. Miss Kelly Yale Powers, three-sport athlete. Bree Roden. Oh, there was another representation of Chris Conklin. Let's see. Both on the football field and the basketball court helped assure the Lumen Christi tradition of winning the city championships against Jackson High and Parkside in both sports. He carried that winning tradition out to Western Michigan, where he set many records. Yeah. Chris Conklin, all right. Let's see who else we have. Jason Swihart, Nick Russler, Kerry Thompson, and Lance Wismuller, the full honorees tonight for the Hall of Fame. And we're still a little ways away from getting things started back up here, football style, but again, 21-14 our score here at the half. And getting some stretching. The players are back out on the field from Lumen. The Cougars did what some teams do out here, and they escaped over into one of the corners of the field instead of going into the locker room and walking away. So they stayed out here on a beautiful night like tonight. Comfortable to be out there. You'd rather be there than a button-down, sweaty locker room, I'm sure.
Yeah, this just feels great out here. I mean, what a night to just be a fan and watch a really good high school football game. If you're listening in the area, you might want to turn your car into the parking lot and see a good second half here.
Yeah, I mean, it's great here because the stands are pretty packed, and they've got plenty of extra standing room out on the track by the end zones, and of course they have the Hall of Fame tent over there in the opposite end zone, so it really is just a packed house. Always feels like a big event when you get here to a Lumen Christi football game, and it is a bit of an event here with the number one ranked team in Division 5 and the number one ranked team in Division 6 squaring off. And early on in that half, Brian, it looked like the Cougars were every bit of the number one team in the state in Division 5, and Lumen Christi able to get something together there. As much as the late score was important, I think maybe even more impressive was the defensive stop right before that Lumen had, because they hadn't really been able to slow down the Cougar offense. So maybe they figured a little something out there in the end of the second half and were able to really hammer that into the players' heads in the halftime break. But I think we're ready to see more of the same, just good football, good quality football here in the second half of this one.
Yeah, and if I recall, that half for Grand Rapids started with a false start, and maybe their only false start penalty, yeah. And that kind of set them behind, and they, maybe with that lead, we're being a little careful as well. But yeah, this half, you know, you always talk about adjustments. Problem is, Spencer, the quarterback, the sophomore, his legs, he's just so talented. You can have a game plan and you can make adjustments and you can say, okay, we're going to do this to corral him. But, you know, he might foil that on his own.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, that is the number one adjustment. How do you slow him down? How do you corral that? And like you said, I think you almost have to force him to be a thrower. Leave an extra guy in there, do whatever it takes, one-on-one coverage on the receivers just to force him to throw the football and make him beat you that way, because you don't want to let him continue to beat you with legs. 100 yards rushing in the first half for Owen Spencer, the quarterback for the Cougars. Other than that, the Titans offense seemed like it started to flow there late in the half. I think they'll only be better here in the second half, and they'll have to start on defense here against this good Cougar offense, and I think we'll see how the game plan has changed to start the second half here. We're just a few minutes away as the Titans kick team making their way out to the field. Wes Learn, if you are just joining us, Wes Learn carted off the field in the first half, late in the first half. I don't expect him to come back, and that's a loss for the Titans in a number of ways. Of course, he's one of their targets in the receiving game, but he's also their punter.
Yeah, kicker.
Does some kicking, yeah. So they lose him in all those other aspects. So a big loss. They'll adjust. Next man up for the Titans always seems to be the motto, and they do that as well as any program I've ever seen. I know we know what talent they lost from last season, and they've come in, and Paul Sattler's the next man up. Benny Gaston, the next man up. And even on the defense, it just always seems they always seem to have great linebacker play, great tackle, and, of course, the unsung heroes of every Lumen season, those interior linemen. ready to kick it off here. Wetzel will put the boot to it here for the Titans, and it's up in the air, and it's going to get down to the 18-yard line, returned there, and hit and brought down. No, he stayed on his feet. How did he get past that defense? Now out to the 50-yard line, up the sideline, still running. They never got Gant down to the turf. He stepped out of bounds in Titan territory. Another great return out to the 39-yard line in Lumen Christi territory, and that was Gant Jr. on the run. And it looked like he was stopped at, gosh, the 30.
Cash Cooper hit him hard, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't just like a little grab. I thought he was going down, but that was good. Contact balance, like Alvin Kamara out there.
That's quite a lofty comparison.
Maybe a little too lofty, but it's kind of who I came like to it. My mind of somebody that gets hit and stays on their feet anyway.
We do it all the time. First and 10, 39-yard line. 21-14 lead. Spencer fakes to the running back and is pulled down after no gain. And at least right there, it looked like the Titans had a game plan for stopping Spencer, and he's got to be the guy you key in on, because he was the most dangerous runner in the first half.
Yeah, and he's really gone up the middle, and it's looked like a few times Lumen Christie's really trying to take away that middle, but that's when the Gant or somebody else has kind of popped off on a handoff and kind of broken it outside.
It looks like Hillard in the backfield right now, and another keep for Spencer goes to the left side and gets through the line, and he's getting to the secondary, twisted down at the 30, and that'll be maybe just short of the line to gain. Third and about one now for the Cougars. Yeah, say in between one and two, it's right there, a long one and a half on third down here. Could be a big stop for the Titans. They need a couple of them. I think this four down territory at the Titans 31-yard line. And Spencer again gets to the outside, gets the line to gain inside the 25 to the 24. So right out of the gate, one quick stop of Spencer, and then he's gone back to the old game plan.
You know, Spencer's listed as a quarterback, and he's thrown it a few times, but he is just a running back back there. I mean, you can tell the vision he has and the power and the speed. He looks like a running back.
And really, it's been a big weapon when they try to pass or make it look like a pass. And if he doesn't see anything, then he's able to take off and run. And that's been some of his biggest gains.
Yeah. And you mentioned some of those times, maybe design, maybe not. He's just a good decision maker, it appears.
Yep. 10 minutes to play in the third. And another quick designed run play for Spencer. And he'll get two on the play this time. So Titans are hip to it a little bit, and they'll continue to hopefully get better at it through the half. And maybe right now they can stand up big and shut them down and keep them out of the end zone here. Grand Rapids, if you're just joining us, leading this one 21-14. Titans with a score late in the first half to cut it to that deficit. Grand Rapids on their first possession of the second half, and after a fantastic kick return, find themselves deep in Titans territory again, knocking on the door of the red zone here on the 22, second and 8. Shotgun against Spencer. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw now. Goes to the corner. Good coverage and batted down and incomplete. And that's Walters showing the pass defense. We saw him make a great catch in the first half. Now defending very well on a one-on-one on the sideline. Ball maybe underthrown a little bit, but Walters did a great job of making the play.
Yeah, underthrown, and I don't know if he would be able to even bend in bounds. And again, turn him into a passer, like you said, but once again, how do you do that?
Right. Third down and 8 from the Titans 22. Spencer, empty backfield. Looks like four wideouts kind of bunched here on the two his left. He's looking to throw now, looking to run. Pulls it down. They chase him out of the pocket. He lets the throw go, and it's beyond the outstretched arm of the intended receiver on the play. Colin Lott, an incomplete. Good coverage there by the Titans, and that was a play where it looked like Spencer was ready to run. Two Titans ready to chase him down, too, so he lets the throw go. I'm not sure that wasn't beyond the line, maybe, there.
Yeah, it was close. And he had an open receiver.
Yeah.
But the little inaccuracy problems we discussed earlier.
Yeah, if you're the Titans, you'd much rather have him throwing. Maybe a turnover out there to get when he lets one of those go. And again, he takes it and looks to run, and they bring him down on fourth down and 8 at the 20-yard line. And there's the adjustment for the Titans. Spencer ran it every play of that drive.
Yeah, he threw.
Except for two incomplete passes.
Yep.
They're definitely keeping the ball in his hand. But first and 10 for the Titans from their own 20-yard line now. And a chance to tie this game up. That's great defensive stand.
That third down incomplete was so important just to make that fourth down play, fourth and 8 instead of fourth and 3. Boy, Lumen Christie's D showing up. See if Benny Gaston can get the boys going here.
9:09 to play third quarter. And a little misdirection, and that was a tough play. Slow to develop, and good penetration by the defense. Thank goodness Gatewood is elusive. He had to break a couple tackles to get no gain.
Yeah. I think you nailed it there by the slow to develop, and this is not a team I think you can execute that. You know, we always talk about how that's hard for teams to do against the Lumen D. You can't do slow to develop plays. I think it's kind of right back at them tonight.
They had run that play in the first half to Gatewood with some success. This time, Catholic Central was ready for it. Under center, Gaston I formation rolling out, looking to throw. Gets it out to Sattler in the flat at the 20, and using that vision, and he hesitated, and they spun him down, ripped his helmet off, and he's going to get stopped for a 3-yard gain. Third down and 7 for the Titans.
At every level of football, you always hear defensive coaches talking about how they want to get a lot of hats to the ball, you know, but this Grand Rapids Catholic Central team, anytime Sattler's gotten it outside or whatever, you see 3, 4, 5 people out there corralling him and tackling.
Yeah, you kind of, I overheard here in the press box, how did they rip his helmet off without a face mask call? Third down, 7 yards. Titans need a big play here. Gaston rolling out to his right to throw. Has time, gets it away. Nice throw to the sideline. Was it caught? Wow. That is the call. And Walter's showing off those soft mitts again, pulling in that one at the sideline. First down for the Titans, going for about, they needed 7, they got 8, I think.
That might have been Gaston's best throw of the evening, too. On the run, really put it where only Walters could have come up with. You know, he's been a little high or a little low sometimes. That was right there in the breadbasket.
That looks like Gaston throwing on a runner and the baseball team.
Yeah.
7:15 and ticking down here in the third. 21-14 Titans trail, first and 10 from their own 31. This time they run the play to Gatewood, and he gets past the guy in the backfield, still on his feet, spun down at the 36. So about 5 yards there, and again, Gatewood having to contend with a defender in the backfield did easily, and able to turn that into a 5. They give him 6 yards on first down, 2nd and 4. Spot the ball at the 37.
And Steve, since the first drive, have we even seen a Sattler handoff like up the middle? Where they had so much success last week. That's just how good this Grand Rapids D has been. It's like they tried it maybe 3 times and said, okay, we're going to have to come up with plan B.
Yeah, a successful film study perhaps for the Cougars. 6:28 to play in the third. Titans to the line. Shotgun for Gaston. In motion coming across the formation. Receiver back to pass looking left. Gaston now running out to his left. Gets it away, up high, tipped, and Sattler tried to pull it down, and then he made a great dive at it to keep it from being intercepted. So really good defensive play there for Grand Rapids, but a good job by the Titans to keep that from being a turnover. 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, that great attempt by Sattler almost cost him because he got this hand up there on it, and that was Tanner Snipp making a diving attempt at that interception.
Clock stops at 6:15 to go here in the third, 21-14. We did have an update from Jackson High. The Vikings with a 19-8 lead over Pinckney with 4 to play in the third quarter. Gaston, inside handoff. There's one to the fullback. And carries it out to the 50, to the 49, into Cougar territory. That fullback trap that they execute so well and always seem to time perfectly. And Walicki with a great carry down into the Grand Rapids side of the field.
Wilicki's had a good game today, both offensively and defensively. More defensively, he hasn't gotten too many opportunities, but that was a nice little run right there.
And I always give so much credit to the play calling for the Titans, and this game has been different than what we usually see, but still great play calling, just timing it right, using all those. You don't call them gadgets. You try to catch Grand Rapids being a little too aggressive with a play like that. Now back to pass, Gaston, and he uncorks one. He's got a man stride for stride, and it was intercepted.
Wow, what a catch.
That is the call.
Is that Gant? That's clear on the other sideline. It's hard to see the number.
And he got up and ran away.
Oh.
No.
That's Jander Noah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What an interception. That was anybody's ball. Jander Noah really high pointed it well.
And I was going to say that was just a jump ball play, and I thought for sure Walters would come away with it because he's shown his ability to leap and catch it at the high point, but the interception is grabbed, and we'll start going the other way. I mean, in that instance, you want to complete that pass. It doesn't hurt you a ton because they have it back on their 20, but, you know, you don't like the giveaways. And there's Spencer with another run. They looked like they had him in the backfield, and he ran through the arms and ends up with a pretty good gain there to about 8 yards.
I think Wilicki thought he had him, too. He's kind of hitting his helmet in anger and in disgust.
I think there were two guys back there who looked like they were about to squeeze him for a loss, and Spencer able to escape. Second down and two at the 28-yard line for the Cougars. Spencer takes the snap, hands it off, no keeps. Dives into the line, and he will get the line to gain. Goes down hard at the end of the run. At the 32, first and 10 for Grand Rapids.
I think Grand Rapids got away with some movement.
Uh-huh.
Saw a couple people moving before the ball was snapped, I thought. This third quarter is moving pretty good, Steve. We're down to 4:57 to go.
Start of the fourth quarter at Jackson, and the Vikings lead Pinckney 19-14. So that one's staying close between those two SEC white division teams. 4:45 ticking away here in the third. 21-14, Grand Rapids leads with the ball. Empty backfield for Spencer. He's back looking to throw. Does let one go up the sideline. He's got a man open with a step. And overthrew him. And the coverage had gotten beat. Just missed the guy. Intended receiver on the play, Owen Tidema. And couldn't make the catch.
Yeah, you said he had him by a step. That step, maybe if it was a step taken by a grape ape. Because that was a big step.
I wasn't expecting a grape ape reference. I just grape ape. Second and 10.
Said big steps.
Spencer fakes it. Ball's loose. Titans have it. Give us a signal, official. He's got it. There it is. Titan ball able to dive on the fumble. Spencer doing a little bit of an option play, put it into the running back's belly and pulled it out. They lost it. Titans were there to make the play. First and 10, Lumen Christie from the 30-yard line in Grand Rapids territory with 4.5 to play in the third, and a 21-14 deficit, I predict, about to be erased.
First big mistake made by Grand Rapids. The Titans have to capitalize on this now. You know, you even just look at the fans beneath us, they're kind of high-fiving each other and saying, like, okay, here we go. And I think, you know, that Titan sideline's pretty excited. I think they can feel it, too.
And if that energy's here and there, it's out on the field, too. And Benny Gaston comes up under center. In motion goes Wilicki. It's a pitch off to that side. Sattler gets to the edge, runs, dives past the 25. To the 24, and that'll be second down and 4 yards for Lumen Christie. And there's a nice, more conventional offensive play, something you see from them, and Sattler looked good on that run.
Yeah, and again, getting Sattler outside, not going up the middle.
4:03 in the clock running as we continue through the third quarter here. Lumen Christie ball, the 24-yard line in Cougar territory. Two receivers out to the right. Offset I formation. Sattler's the deep back. They fake it to him inside fullback trap, and he's going to come up short of the 20. Make a third and short here. call it one and a half, with 3:38 to play in the third.
Boy, Steve, they had Johnny Furness out there lined up kind of almost in the slot, and there was nobody even guarding him. Hopefully that's something the coaching staff sees and might just get a little quick screen to him. He might walk in untouched.
39-14 now the score. Michigan Center with 3:14 to go in the third, dominating Hanover Horton. Titans here with a big set. And a timeout now from the Lumen Christi sideline. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. 3:12 to play in the third. Titans trail, but marching on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Three 12 to go in the third quarter here, 21-14 Titans trail. Third down and one here in deep in Cougar territory from the 21 and a half. Just a QB keep dive play that's going to get them the first down, I believe. And that is the signal from the officials. Titan first down.
Yeah, was that Walicki?
I don't know. I thought maybe Gaston just dove in there. But
he gave it
to Walicki under center.
And the funny thing is, Gaston, you know, we talk about the tush push. Gaston flat out shoved him. Like something you see on the playground.
Oh, we did just get another score update from eight-man football. Mendon 50, Concord 30 in that one. I think I saw Concord score 75 a week ago. Those eight-man scores are crazy. Gaston under center, back to fake, rolling out, looking into the flat, goes to the end zone and intercepted at the one. Aiming at the end zone, intended receiver on the play was Isaac Mackey. Didn't see that defensive back coming in front, so another turnover for the Titans. We'll back Grand Rapids up to the 1 yard line, and they'll take over there with 2:40 to play in the third.
I suppose that's the only saving grace is it wasn't in the end zone. That will have them backed up, but boy, we've seen this offense look good.
Little play action and a rollout for Gaston, and he had Walicki in the flat, and I think that's where he wanted to go. There was coverage, so he looked at his second option, and for a flash, I think it did look like Mackey was open, and just that defender came in underneath and was able to intercept.
Yeah, that was Jander Noah again for his second interception tonight.
First and 10, and Spencer's just going to kind of dive into the line. Able to actually get some breathing room for him. I think he's going to get that out to the 6 yard line, actually the 7.
Yeah,
so first down.
Little quarterback sneak for 5 yards, something you don't see very often.
Quarterback bull rush through there. He is strong, like as a sophomore. He's only, like you said, he's only going to get more of the same. This time they pile him up. He tries basically the same play under center and just a QB dive. And this time they stand it up, and he didn't get the line to gain. So that'll be third down now, and we'll say 4 yards.
That was a break for the Lumen Christi defense because that just seemed like a wasted play right there.
Mm-hmm.
I get it from the one, but now they have a little breathing room.
So on third down, empty backfield for Spencer out of the shotgun. Three receivers to his right, one to his left, and it does feel like still a QB keep. Titans are ready for it. Again, maybe make him be a thrower. He does go right for the run, and he breaks through it. Gosh, he's going to be right near the line to gain, yeah. Everybody in the building knew he was going to be running it, but he still finds a way, and they do move the chains. First and 10 for Grand Rapids from the 12-yard line.
Still a lot of football to play, so nothing feels, you know, monumental, but this would be right. A good stop here, especially if we keep them down here on this side of the field.
There's a mishandled snap, and they'll lose two on the play, maybe one. But back down at the 10, the snap came in a little low. The running back able to pick up, actually, I think it was Hillard, picking it up and taking off, but goes nowhere. So that'll make second and 10 at least on the play. That spots back a little bit. I'm going to say second and 11.
Yeah. And that is when the Lumen Christi defense has had some success, is when they've had a good first down.
So Hillard in the backfield with Spencer. Shotgun again. Spencer gives it to Hillard to the left side. He's got some room. Jam steps in. Great tackle down there. Open field tackle. I think it's Sattler who made the stop. He gets a couple yards, but it'll bring up third and about seven here for Catholic Central.
You're right. That was a great tackle, because didn't it look like Hillard was ready to be off to the races?
It did. And that'll be our last play of the third quarter. We take it away. And scoreless quarter. Turnovers, changing sides, and 21-14 where we still stand after three. 60-second break in the fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, third down and six to go here for Grand Rapids Catholic Central at their own 16-yard line after an interception at the one-yard line to take it away from the Titans. Lumen Christi with a chance to stop them deep in this end. We've seen one Catholic punt, and it went out of the sideline for about a 5-yard net punting. So if you can hold them to a punting situation, that might bode very well for Lumen Christi getting the ball back with good field position.
First things first, though, right?
Stop first here. Spencer alone in the backfield. He will take off running. Looks to go to the left side. And he's going to get stopped and yanked down for about half a yard. Again, when he gets that empty backfield, I don't think anyone's even thinking about him throwing at this point. He's only done it, I bet it's less than 10% of the time. So fourth down and four, and it looks like the offense may stay out there, although that's what it looked like the last time. And
yeah.
Spencer
and a quick kick
put a foot into it, and it was awful. I bet he'd agree, honestly. So fourth and four here, and it's Spencer. They're going to have to let it just kind of get kicked and go back. He does do the quick kick. This one a lot better. And bounces and rolls quite a distance and will settle at about the 32. So that'll flip the field. And that's why you do that kind of kick. So Titans can't have anybody back to return because they got to be concerned about the fake. So a good strategy for Grand Rapids. And Lumen's got quite a bit of field to use up if they want to tie this game up. 14-21, they trail. We have 11:09 to play in the game. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Thank you again to Mark Kanapaki and his whole crew.
We figured Spencer had that in him, or they sure, wouldn't be
right.
Doing that with this program.
Yeah, that there's no way that first one was any kind of common. Gaston under center pitches to Sattler to the right side. Gets the vision, splits the defense. He's going to get about four to the 35. And they'll give him 36, so second down and 5 yards here.
Well, that was a pretty generous spot, I thought.
I agree. Good job for again, the vision for Sattler to see those two defenders coming, and he kind of split the two, takes hits from both sides, but it gives him that extra yard or so of momentum. He's the deep back now under center. Gaston, lone back, is Sattler. They pitch out to the left side. He's got a lead blocker over there. Now gets to the edge. Gets the first down. Distance it out to the 45. And there's a nice 10-yard gain for Sattler to move the chains for the Titans nearing midfield.
I was just thinking to myself, we haven't said Braden Sweeney defensively. Part of that's been Lumen's just been running everything outside.
You don't like to see this, though. Sattler slow to get up.
Yeah.
And the trainer making the move out onto the field. Obviously, we had a long delay and saw Wes Learned carted off in the end of the first half. And now another player down on the field for Lumen is an important player in Paul Sattler.
We saw Sattler down a couple times last week, and they were always cramps, but not immediately headed for that leg this time. So that's a little
concerning. And I know I predicted cramps today.
Wait, they are kind of pulling on that foot.
Yeah, but that could be a ankle, that could be... Anyway, you said earlier we don't speculate. We always speculate, actually, and they were concentrating on the lower extremity here. And again, Titans first down at the 45-yard line, and they're still on their half of the field. Sattler now sitting up, it looks like. And Coach Brogan had gone out there, and now Herb walking back to the huddle. But it looks like Athletic Director Jesse Brown making his way over to his player down on the field.
And they are pulling on that toe almost like what you would see with a cramp. It's just that usually we see them lift the leg with it. So that's the thing that makes it a little different.
And I predicted cramps, so...
You did.
I need one or else I look like I don't know what I'm talking about.
And I unfortunately predicted pain. We have seen some of that, too.
Oh, no,
that's not good. I won't say that again.
That's the last time for using that joke. It wasn't that strong of a material to begin with. 10-20 to play here in the third quarter. Again, 21-14 our score. Lumen Christi trails, but with the football. And had a couple successful run plays in a row from Sattler. Now he's down on the field. And they are working kind of both of his legs.
Yeah. The double cramp.
And there is that, the cramp move, the cramp stretch.
Yeah. Which
so
is
maybe
good.
Just a spectacular cramp. You ever have one of those, like you're in bed at night and you stretch and then it hits you? Those are the worst. Well, maybe this is worse than that, but.
That's the middle-aged man injury that you have now. You're like, you remember when you were playing pickleball and your elbow hurt?
Oh. All right, let's get a score update here as Sattler gets back to his feet and, again, looks like he's just trying to stretch out a cramp. 39-14, Michigan Center at the end of three, and then 46-14 by 11-18 to go in the fourth. So the Michigan Center offense continues to be explosive, putting up 46 points against Hanover Horton. Last update, Jackson 25-14 with 10 minutes remaining there. So it looks like Jackson may be able to hold on and take that one from Pinckney. What do we have, 12-6, Manchester over Addison?
Yep, final.
A final score. Columbia Central was running away with one against Grass Lake. Our last update from there was 28-0. And here it's 21-14. Sattler on the sideline, so you'll see Amarion Clay or maybe even Gatewood out there. And Gatewood looks like is the deep back. Takes the pitch out, turns it inside. Has to work to get back to the line of scrimmage on that one, but he does maybe turn it into a yard to the 46. Second down and 9 for the Titans with 10 minutes to go on the clock.
It looks like Lumen Christi had decided the pitch play instead of just kind of handoffs been going to be their thing, but now you're starting to see Grand Rapids kind of make an adjustment to that.
Gaston coming from the sideline with the play. Second and 9. Titans trailing by 7. And under center, Gaston turns, rolling out to throw. Comes back across the formation up high to Walters, and he can't go up and catch it. Just threw it too high. Maybe okay, though, because I think if Walters catches that, he takes a big hit there in the backfield, and so it's incomplete. Third down and 9 now for Lumen.
Yeah, I don't even think maybe it's part of the equation. I think it's definitely a good thing he did not come up with that. They were going to lose another 5 yards. You know, they've been running to the opposite side from Braden Sweeney.
Jackson scores again, 31-14 now. They lead Pinckney with 5 to play. So it looks like that might be a Viking victory. We'll be over at Jackson High next week, I believe, on the schedule. Gaston takes the snap on the third down play. Gets it to Gatewood. No. Good fake and a Gaston keep. Well, he got me. I know he usually fools the defense, but he got me on that one. Gaston kept, but nowhere to go. Stopped for four, making a 4th and 9, and the punt team will come out for the Titans here.
Yeah, he fooled you. He did not fool Brody Warner. But Gaston did do a little good Timmy Crowley impersonation, really hiding that ball well on the fake.
Oh, Gaston comes back out, so it was just a personnel change. So they are looking like they might go for it. Or is he the punter now with Wes Learned? Gone. So Gaston looks like he will get the punt away. Nice one.
Nice boot.
Spiral down to the 15. Muffed. Titans think they're on it.
Oh.
They signal that it stays with Grand Rapids.
I think the Titans originally did cover that up and then squirted out of there. Wait, they're talking still.
Titans still want it. They do signal Grand Rapids, but that'll be all the way down to the 15 when they spot it. Just another muffed punt, and Titans couldn't cover it. And Grand Rapids looked like they were a little bit celebratory. They should just be thanking their lucky stars, because that was as big a mistake as you could make this time of the game. 8:39 and leading by 7, 21-14. Grand Rapids with the ball. And they'll put it, right on the 15, 1st and 10 for Grand Rapids from there.
Boy, after the way the first half went, you just got the feeling Lumen Christie wasn't going to be able to stop this offense, but it's been stuck on 21 for a long time.
Yeah, they really found a way. Spencer gives it to the right side, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, probably going to get 5 on the play, and that was Kamal Hillard. And that is right to the 20-yard line. Cheerleaders never made their way up to the press box. I would have gotten one of those raffle tickets.
Yeah. That was my lucky number.
Your lucky number, 6 digits long?
314-248. That's just been my lucky number always.
What a coincidence. 2nd down and 5, 8.5 to play. Spencer, empty backfield. Fakes and runs. It's around the line and able to skip almost. Moonwalk his way out for a 1st down. Titans had the play figured out. They knew what they were doing, and they just still couldn't stop it. Amarion Clay hopping around like maybe an ankle or maybe just a cramp. And now we get a whistle.
You know, it's funny when Spencer kind of takes that two-step drop and just plants and goes. You know, it's an obvious run, but he keeps doing it, keeps the fake.
Yeah.
I suppose you do have to respect a possible pass, but, boy, at this point, Titans are loading up for the run.
You almost, if you're one of those defensive backs, you want to bait him into throwing it and hope to maybe create a turnover. He has not been precision accurate. He is a sophomore. He runs great. The throwing is just okay at this point, and you'd rather have him try to beat you with his arm, and we do get some movement on the line and a false start against Grand Rapids. That'll move him back 5 yards.
Again, it hasn't happened often, but those first down stops for whether it was penalty or had him stop for a yard loss once on a run, that's when the Lumen Christie D has been successful.
8:09 to play here. Fourth quarter, 21-14. Our live coverage brought to you by Double Chiropractic and King's Equipment, Phelps Towing, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
No, 8:09 to go, Steve. Lumen down to two timeouts. They had to use one once on offense. I was hoping at the time that didn't come back to bite them as this clock's ticking. It's kind of imperative they don't let them put another score on the board.
Get a little help from a penalty there, so the original line of scrimmage was at the 26. So put this on the 16. Or excuse me, 21, I'm sorry. And there's the keep by Spencer. Stop for no gain at the 20. Maybe loss even. No, they're going to move it up. Under 8 minutes now on the clock running. 21-14 Grand Rapids leads. And second down at 14 now for the Cougars.
We frequently see things that we say, oh, we haven't seen that very often. How many times have we seen like an offensive first half like we saw and then just totally flip the script into this defensive in both teams? We're putting 35 up in the first half and now nobody's moving the ball.
Spencer keeps, gets to the line, maybe breaks a tackle, he may get a yard, 2 yards. Not even back to that original line of scrimmage, so it'll be third down and 12 for Grand Rapids.
Is this the one where he finally throws one? Or if you're Grand Rapids, do you just... It's like they've gotten gun-shy whether...
Right.
Yeah.
Two receivers now go wide left. Empty backfield for Spencer. This time is looking to throw. Uncorks one to the right sideline. And brought down from behind. And maybe got two on the play. Let's give him... Wow, what a spot. That'll be fourth down and 7.5 here for Grand Rapids.
Great tackle by Sattler after that screen. Come running him down from behind quickly.
And in this case... Lumen is going to send Burgess back to return this if it's a punt. Again, they come out in the offensive formation, looking to the sideline. Spencer is the punter and the quarterback, and he will kick this one away. Burgess back there to return. Fields it on a couple hops. Unclean, though, out to the 20. He's got to beat a guy, and they're going to hit him right there. Took a licking there at the 24-yard line. So, again, the punt effective for Grand Rapids. After that first one was horrendous, this one was pretty good again.
On a beautiful weather like tonight for mid-September, I mean, why not a little extra football? How about a little overtime?
I would be satisfied with that. 5:59 to play. Lumen Christie football at the 24-yard line. They got some field to work with here. And again, this has been a defensive struggle the entire half. A couple turnovers, some good defensive plays, just some good old-fashioned back and forth football. I mean, you flip the field if you can and try to keep them off the board. But now Lumen's got to figure out a way to score. Shotgun for Gaston is looking to throw on first down. Gets the out route up a little high and incomplete. Pass was there and in his hands, and it was Sattler up to catch it. Took a hit, though, and couldn't squeeze it, so it goes incomplete. And he was upset with himself as he got up. I'm just glad to see him back cut on the field and running after he was down for a while with what looked like a pretty painful cramp. Got loose again, and he's back out there. Second down and 10 for the Titans.
This time not a pick, but that's that Jander Noah again breaking up that pass play.
Yeah, some fantastic defensive talent here for Grand Rapids. And as much as they've been kind of one-dimensional on offense, the defense has been good across the board. They got guys out there laying the lumber all night.
If you're just tuning in, 21-14. Lumen down right now with 5:54 to go.
Second and 10 from the 24. A couple fakes as they had handed to the fullback. And Grand Rapids has covered that fullback dive as well as anybody I've seen for against Lumen going back to when GLC and Ratch were up here in the booth calling those plays. Well,
Willicki did have a couple nice little runs, mm-hmm. but they caught him off guard. I think they're trying to do that again.
You know, we see like the NFL on the sideline. They have the tablets and all the technology and things that they get to see and watch. And Grand Rapids made their adjustments in the corner in the grass over there, and they figured
caps
out a good way. Both teams, yeah. rolling out to the right. Gaston looking to pass on third and nine. And double coverage on Sattler, and he just had to let that one go to not lose any yardage. So it'll be fourth and nine from the 25. And I reckon we'll see a punt here from Lumen Christie with 5:08 to play. Time starts to be your 12th opponent on the field, though. And one of the reasons I think Grand Rapids ran the offense they ran is just keep that clock running.
Grand Rapids not believing it. They got everybody up.
He is going to punt it nice and high. Not as long as his last one, but it's going to get to the 50. Takes a bounce backwards, and Lumen tries to down it.
Boy, Gant was back there, and he didn't know where the ball was, and that landed about a yard from him. That would have been nice to hit him in the helmet
right,
or something.
So the Titans will have to buck up on defense one more time here with 5 minutes exactly remaining in this one. 21-14, Grand Rapids leads. Cougars will be going right to left on your radio dial from precisely midfield. We got 5:00 remaining. 5:00 for the location of the football. Fives and zeros all over the scoreboard right now.
I do see a policeman down there, the 5:00.
Nice. First and 10. Spencer out of the shotgun, hands off to Hillard. He's going to go for 4. Now backs it up for 6, 7, 8, 9. The pile goes for about 12 eventually. And he's all the way out to the 35. 15 yards on first down on a play that looked like it was going to be stopped for 3.
When you're coaching young runners, you tell them to keep churning the legs, and Hillard did just that. But then the help from the lineman, too, carried him another 5 yards.
Clock now down to 4:36 for Grand Rapids.
With two timeouts, this, you know, we're at the point in the game, 4:26 and counting, where it's like Lumen can't allow another score.
Yeah, no doubt. Shack up for Spencer. First and 10 from the 35 in Lumen territory. Grand Rapids hands off to Hillard. Gets to the 6-yard gain. A little extracurricular blocking in the backfield. And that was a size mismatch.
Yeah.
With Gatewood and who'd they have on?
45.
45 is not on the sheet here. Probably didn't want his name on here because he's going to be out there assaulting people after the whistle. 3:40 to go. Clock running. Second down and 4 for the Cougars. Shotgun for Spencer. Pistol formation with Hillard behind him. And he gives to him again, this time off the left side. Titans bring him down. Short of that line to gain, but just barely. And that'll make it third and about 1. 3:20 left and running.
Now here's where Hillard has been successful these last couple drives, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a little Spencer fake to Hillard and have him keep it. His time is ticking.
Down to 3 minutes now. Play clock off. They have a problem with the play clock or something? They do. Again, kind of a tush-push play. They are going to get past the line to gain. Inside of the 25. And, yeah, really 24. That's all they needed. 2:48. The clock will stop while they move the chains.
I know your disdain for the term tush-push. Do you want, from me now on, as your partner and your friend, should I just say quarterback sneak?
Yeah, we can say that. Brotherly shove for the Philadelphia fans. Yeah, they used to just call it a quarterback sneak. I mean, literally watching that Cowboys-Eagles week one game, I started to throw up in my mouth. And they said tush-push, I think, 80 times. Spencer gives to Hillard off the right side. He's hit and brought down. No gain. Nice hit on that one.
Yeah, good original tackle there by 58, Antoine Baker. Oh, we said his name a lot last year. Baker in that line. Yeah, and I just keep waiting. Again, more feeds to Hillard. I keep waiting for Spencer to kind of fake that and keep it.
Mm-hmm. They got him for a loss there, so it's second down at about 12. Minute 50 to play. Spencer is going to keep this time. There's the gain. He's got the touchdown. End zone for Spencer. And 6 points there is going to just about wrap this one up with just a minute 41 left and a two-score lead. All of our touchdowns tonight sponsored by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. I'm sure Gary and the crew don't necessarily want to be sponsors of that touchdown, which is going to seal the fate of the Titans, it looks like.
Yeah, now you even see some fans leaving, which that's kind of funny to me. What, do you want to really get out of here so you don't get stuck in a 38-second traffic?
Extra point looks like it's going to be good, too. And it is. 1:41 to play, 28-14 our score now. Let's take a 30-second commercial break and kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. FM and
all. All right, Brian, kick return, touchdown, and an onside kick coming up. Minute 41 to play, 28-14 Titans trail. That's in the squib. And gets through one guy, picked up and returned. And to the 37 on that one. Is that a King?
Furness.
Oh, Johnny Furness. He looked really ambitious to return that, and then he kind of changed his mind. He's like, wait, should I be going down? Minute 37 left here. Titans trail by two scores. Coverage today brought to you by so many fine sponsors. Form Energy Drink, Bailey Excavating. Online at baileyexcavating.com. The Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, former Lumen Christie Titan, Casey Sykes. Pitch out to Gatewood to the left side. He tries to turn it back upfield, and he's going to get stuffed and taken down. Forward progress should be at about the 35, and that'll be lost to two on the play, second and 12, minute 24 to go.
That tackle made by Snip again. So with minute 18, down two scores in that play, it kind of makes you think that Lumen's just saying, okay, we've had enough.
Yeah, we'll hope to get some status from Wes Learned, but carted off at the end of the first half. We didn't see him again. I didn't expect we would. Seems like a lower injury somewhere on the leg, maybe a knee. I hope not. Gaston rolling out to throw. Completes the pass, but goes for no gain on the play. Receiver on the play is Martinez, junior wide receiver for the Titans. Third down and 10.
That Jander Noah again. He had a whale of a defensive game in that defensive backfield. Two picks, a couple big pass breakups.
18 seconds left. And he gives it to the fullback, and that'll run us out. Nowhere to go. Game should conclude there. 28-14, the final. Lumen Christie, something we haven't seen them do in a while, and that's take a loss. 28-14, again, the final here. Lumen Christie High School. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break on the post game, and we'll come back and go over our stats, pick our player of the game, and wrap things up. Again, our final at Lumen Christie High School, 28-14 on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, again, the final here, 28-14. Lumen Christi doing something here that we think we've only really seen one other time, Brian. Lumen Christi lost at home. This is a loss that... You can understand. I mean, again, that you playing up a division, the number one team in that division, and you came out and played them to a stalemate in the second half till almost the final 2 minutes, and just could never quite capitalize offensively to take away that 7-point deficit they went in the locker room with. And really, one score in the second half was pretty surprising, actually, because it had been so different in the first. It had a different feeling in the first half.
Yeah, and Steve, let's not forget too. And this is a good ball club, but this is the third straight week of playing championship type teams.
Right.
That we can't forget. These are high school. These are young men, and trying to just get up 3 weeks in a row for this kind of competition. It's hard to do.
But again, they had a good game plan. What's that? Everybody has a game plan until they get hit in the mouth, and. It did feel like Lumen was a little shell-shocked in that first half, not knowing, this run game isn't going the way it's been going for 2 weeks. And, again, they played a very good team last week and were able to run all over them. Today, not the same situation. They adjusted. They figured out a way to put points on the board. And it felt like they had a little momentum even coming out in the second half, and it just stalled. Both teams turned it over, stopped one another. It was as good a football game as we anticipated. We just maybe would have hoped to see it be the other way around, but Lumen Christi will bounce back, and there'll be no breaks, really, although they have a home game next week versus U of D Jesuit, who's 0-2 to start the year. So maybe, a bounce back game, and this isn't going to hurt Lumen Christi when it comes to playoff points or anything. This is just a really good matchup that this time they came out on the bad side of.
Yeah, well, you use the phrase get punched in the mouth, and, Lumen Christi's line, both offensive and defensive lines, are usually the ones punching people in the mouth. And you always see runners falling forward from the Lumen side and going backward from the opposing side. Today, not so much. It was either a stalemate or even Grand Rapids' line was doing the pushing a little bit.
Yeah, that we underappreciate the battle in the trenches sometimes in high school football because the skilled players get all the headlines, but that always seems to be the battle here when you play these really good teams. And today, an edge, not a massive edge, but an edge to Grand Rapids.
And it's usually a massive edge in Lumen's favor. Mm-hmm. So that's why that's a noteworthy.
Yeah, just an interesting and well-executed high school football game. Couple of penalties, but, again, nothing like we've seen in other games. Pretty mistake-free football for both of these programs. But, again, they're both exceptional programs. The head coach at Grand Rapids Catholic Central, I saw before the game, this will be his 147th win, I think. So he's heading toward 150, and I think this is four games away from like the 700th win for the program, something like that. So, you know, this is an historic program that's up there with great programs in the state, kind of like Lumen Christi. And so, yeah, it's always tough to lose, and we don't see it a lot with Lumen. The fans don't either, but they're stayed here and supported, and now we have to go crawl through this massive humanity to get out of the parking lot.
But, you know, Steve, the smart fans, which Lumen Christi has a lot of intelligent fans, they know what has happened here. They know that Coach Brogan purposefully front-loaded this schedule and got as good a competition as they could play early on to just test them and get them ready for another playoff run, which is what they measure their success with here.
Got a wild one in Pinckney tonight. Jackson 37, Pinckney 28. With 2 minutes remaining there. And that one, I think, what do we have? With 5 minutes remaining, it was 31-14, Jackson, and now it's 37-28. So that one's been going back and forth for a while. We'll see if maybe we have a final score in that one before we wrap it up here. And then we have I just had a request to not say tush push anymore. The final from Michigan Center, 53-14, the Cardinals victorious over Hanover Horton at their location. Our last update was 28-0, Columbia Central dominating Grass Lake. And we had a 12-6 final, Manchester over Addison. So I think that was all of our scores that we had from the area. Let's go ahead and take our final commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a player of the game and wrap things up. Again, Lumen Christi falls to Grand Rapids Catholic Central 28-14 on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get ready for fall cleanup with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here, 28-14, our final. Grand Rapids Catholic Central with the win. They are next in action with a home game against East Grand Rapids. So that's their game next week. And, again, Lumen Christi home versus U of D Jesuit. I think we're heading over to Jackson High for our game next week. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, as per usual, with the Vikings, our team to watch. In the meantime, Tigers lost today 8-2 to the Marlins. We'll be back in action tomorrow night after Michigan State football on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And I'm still trying to see if we can get a final here from the Jackson High game. They were up 37-28 to Pinckney with two minutes left in that one. So we have to figure out a player of the game, and I think we decided it's going to be Wilicki. A couple good run plays on offense, really an important player on defense all game, and in a game that was, you know, attrition, a little bit of attrition for the Titans. Wilicki out there played hard and played strong and had a nice day in defeat for the Titans.
Yeah, good. Some very good tackles made as linebacker and a couple nice runs as fullback. So, Sean Wilicki, congratulations on that at least.
Yeah. Well, you don't love being the player of the game in a loss, but it's nice that they had him out there, and he's a player that they'll be able to rely on all the rest of the season, and including next week against U of D Jesuit. Wishing the best for Wes Learned. Hopefully the injury is not serious and he can be back on the field soon, but if he's not, that's not a small loss for the Titans. They'll have to recover from that with some important positions that Wes Learned handles between the punting game, although Gaston did a nice job in that aspect tonight, but we'll Learned in the kicking game a little bit, and of course as a target for Gaston out there, although like the hands on some of those other guys, including Walters.
Yeah,
he really impressed a little bit tonight. So even some good things to build on in the loss for the Titans, and they'll recover and be back at it. And didn't play poorly, that's a very good Grand Rapids Catholic Central team, deserving of the number one ranking in Division 5. So, again, just checking here really quick if we can wait and see if we get an update from Jackson High, but I think we're going to let you wait until tomorrow and tune into Sports Saturday with Luke Moorhead to get that final score. Jackson was leading by 9 with a couple minutes to play. It bodes well for the Vikings to hold on and win that one. So for the Professor Brian Haynes, Michelle Wing back in the studio, our executive producer tonight. Thank you, Michelle, for filling in. I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Steve Boyle, and we'll...
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.